6-minute game, and that's how it goes. Offensively, we weren't very good, and so that's what we've been really working on since that Friday night game, and hopefully tonight it looks a little bit better.
Just looking at the roster here, I think Coach Kaufman said you lost three senior starters from last year. I still see a lot of names I recognize.
Yeah, and so when you look at the roster, we're young, but at the same point with being young, we have a lot of experience that's on the floor, and so big part is our kids can't act like they're young. They've had enough time on the floor, and so some of that leadership I think we're missing a little bit, and we're looking to see some of those girls roll into that leadership role.
Now, I see you're not the tallest team in the world, but you're not that short either.
No, and I think we got more athletic, too. We think we can run a little bit more than we have in the past, use some of that athleticism, because, no, size is not our thing. Tess Burns plays really big, and she plays bigger than she probably is. But we got to use our athleticism.
And now Huron comes in tonight, and I guess first things first, if there's one coach you swap info with, it's the Huron coach.
Yeah, it'd be nice to get him. Longtime friend, coached with them, good person, does a good job with these girls. So, we would definitely like to get him. This Huron team is a lot better than their 0-2 record looks. You know, the Hines girls are scary. Anytime you see Hampton Hines with the ball in her hands, as an opposing coach, your heart kind of stops. And, you know, even Hilton Hines, I know it probably isn't the start of the season that she's wanted, but she's a really good player, and we're going to need to make sure we know where she's at.
And then finally, you're just one game in. It's still the middle of December. You're just look combinations, different players. You got a girl going to play for the first time tonight, and just trying to see what sticks right now.
Yeah, and part of that's for our coaches. We got to learn what kind of rotations we want to go with. And it'll be fun to watch. You know, losing that first game against a rival, it's tough, and you lose sleep over it. The nice thing is a quick turnaround and see how it goes tonight.
Mitch McClagan, head coach of Brookings. This is Dakota Sports on Tiger 95.
Is the fully transparent, fully loaded, feel-good energy drink you've been waiting for. No sugar, no artificial colors, epic focus, complete performance. Pick up a can of Ghost Energy distributed by Elwine Brothers at Fair City Foods, Carlson's, Super X, Southside, Freedom, DJ's Travel Center, Lewis Drug, Thunderbird, and Corner Pantries in Huron. Elwine Brothers wishes the Huron Tigers best of luck. Go Tigers! Huron Tiger Moments, the family Peters. Three members of the Peters family are in the Huron High School Hall of Fame. Dan Steve, longtime wrestling, football, and track coach. 1992 graduate Jan Peters was a state wrestling champion, member of state runner-up football team, still holds the record for the 200-meter dash. Shane Peters, class of 1994, was an undefeated state wrestling champion as a senior, held the school record for the discus at the time he graduated, and was a member of state champion football and wrestling team. All three will agree, Mom Diane was the true Hall of Famer.
The Huron Tiger scoreboard update is brought to you by Kurtz Heating and Cooling in Huron.
The school year places a heavy demand on your child's eyes and vision. Make sure your child has an annual back-to-school comprehensive eye exam. A child's physical development, academic, and athletic performance are all largely dependent on their vision. As children grow older, their eyes grow too. 80% of everything a child learns is through their visual pathways. So unnoticed visual problems can impact a child's capacity to learn. Don't put off your child's eye exam. Schedule an appointment with Dr. Kyle Porish today.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Continue our pregame here, getting set for our girls' varsity game. First of the doubleheader, Huron at Brookings. Cody Kaufman, head coach of the Huron Tigers, joins us. Huron at 0-2 on the season. And, Coach, both games, but really Friday night, a lot of shoulda, coulda, wouldas. Bottom line, learning experiences. Hopefully we can apply some things tonight now.
Yeah, right. If you're not winning, you got to be learning. That's the quote that I kept reading throughout all this stuff with tough losses is, you know, we got to keep learning. And that's hopefully what we did after Friday night. I learned some stuff about our team. Our players hopefully learned some stuff about themselves individually. And we just got to keep getting better. Quick turnaround. We played Friday night, no practice Saturday, no practice Sunday. And we practice Monday to get ready for Brookings. So quick turnaround, we're going to be back on the court, but that's what the players want, right, is they want to be able to get back and play and right their wrongs, and we'll see what happens tonight.
You know, the thing challenge some of the girls, you know, be aggressive. You know, it's a team game. Everybody has to contribute.
Yeah, I mean, we need more than two people to show up, right? Or three people or whatever. We got to have five, six, seven, eight girls playing, you know, and when they're in for whether it's a minute or whether it's 30 minutes, we need production out of them. You know, so, and that doesn't mean production as far as scoring 15 points and having 10 rebounds. That means being able to attack and on the offensive end and draw for your teammates and make things easier for our scorers, make things easier for other teammates. And that's kind of been the message Friday through, you know, today is we got to make our teammates better by attacking, by drawing, and then making things easier for everyone on the court.
Now, Brookings, they're 0-1, lost in overtime to Watertown last Friday, and, you know, they got a younger team. They're not the tallest team in the world, but they're also not the shortest, and they got some tools there.
Well, it doesn't matter what team they put on, if it's size, if it's small, if it's young, if it's old. I'll tell you, they're gonna get after it, right? Every year when you watch that film, so now for two years now, I've watched the Brookings girls, and every time you put on the film, it's a wow factor on how physical they are, how hard they play on the defensive end. They want to make things, you know, muddy it up. They want to get you playing fast. They want to get you taking tough shots. And then they want to run and they want to get easy baskets as much as possible.
And again, I know I said it last week, it really applies yet today as well. You know, while you have a scouting report on Brookings, you're still working on that scouting report on Huron.
Yeah, we've first and foremost got to take care of ourselves, right? We got to keep making ourselves better. And there's going to be, you know, there's still that youth factor, but now we're into game three. Hopefully, like I said, we're growing a little bit each game and, you know, another chance to, you know, right the wrong and get a W tonight.
Cody Kaufman, head coach of the Huron Tigers. Timeout on Dakota Sports, Tiger 95.
Rugby Center for Recreation in Huron is your ultimate destination for fun and fitness. Challenge yourself and get fit with a fitness class that fits your schedule. The Nordby Center offers water classes, weight and cardio classes, bicycle spin classes, and more. Group fitness classes are led by the Nordby Center's expert instructors. Sign up for a fitness class today, the Nordby Center for Recreation, where the fun never ends.
Ryan Sanger Restaurant and Ace Lounge is hiring cooks, bartenders, servers, hostesses, and dishwashers. It's a great opportunity. You could work full-time, part-time, make extra money, and big tips. Apply in person at Ryan Sanger Restaurant and Ace Lounge or online at hangerrestaurantandlounge.com. Join the team at Ryan Sanger Restaurant and Ace Lounge. Apply in person or at hangerrestaurantlounge.com.
Shane Hartman here at Hartman Physical Therapy. I'd like to welcome you to visit our clinic at 2297 Kansas Avenue Southeast in Huron. We provide the care you need for orthopedics, sports injuries, spinal issues, arthritic conditions, and work-related injuries. Our licensed staff will assess the problem, provide the rehab, and get you on the road to recovery. Wishing all area athletes a healthy and successful season. Hartman Physical Therapy, restoring health through thoughtful patient care.
We're minutes away from play-by-play. Let's meet the Huron Tigers.
Kaylee Rogers, sophomore, number 5, guard. Maddie Jurgens, number 10, junior, guard.
Dustin Noyes, freshman, number 12, guard.
Allison James, junior, number 14, guard.
Allie Davis, sophomore, number 20, guard.
Hilton Hines, sophomore, number 22, guard.
Hampton Hines, senior, number 23, guard.
Chloe Carr, sophomore, number 30, forward.
Abigail Harrington, freshman, number 32, guard.
Kiki Eaglestar, senior, number 33, guard.
Jensi Gergens, guard, sophomore, number 34.
Tatum Peterson, senior, number 40, guard.
Elizabeth Heinen, senior, number 42, center.
Mackenzie Simmonsma, senior, number 44, forward.
Isabel Kramer, freshman, number 45, forward.
Julie Norris, senior, number 50, forward.
Trey Swens, 10, guard, junior.
Cole McNeil, 12, junior, guard.
Gavin Moding, 14, senior, guard.
Holden Haig, number 20, senior, guard.
Holden Ogle, number 22, senior, guard.
Logan Leindecker, number 23, junior, number forward.
TJ Gainey, number 24, senior guard.
Blake Elwine, number 30, forward, sophomore.
Anderson Morse, number 32, freshman, forward.
Carson Evans, number 34, senior, forward.
Colby Holfer, number 42, junior, forward.
Jonathan Peterson, number 40, junior, guard.
Hayden Terson, number 50, senior, guard.
Mason Jurgens, number 52, guard, sophomore.
Tommy Martin, 54,
sophomore post.
Here's two-time South Dakota Sportscaster of the Year and the voice of the Huron Tigers, Jeff Duffy.
And we're back in Brookings, still a few minutes away from starting lineups and anthem and tip-off. Our girls' game first, followed by the boys' doubleheader here on this Tuesday night. Just finished out the Meet the Tigers. I challenged all the players when I went to record that. I said, would at least one of you say you're a post? Well, I got one on each team. Lizzie Heinen said center, which is post. And then Tommy Martin, the sophomore for the boys, said he was a post. So I thank them. Centers, posts, they're kind of a lost position anymore. And that's what I was in high school. So I just like it when somebody considers themselves to be that part of a basketball floor. Let's give you a rundown. Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. Lower levels today here on one. Both girls lower levels. Again, the JV, I did not write down the final score, but Huron did win that rather handily. Sophomore game went to Huron 52-31. The boys JV, Brookings pulled away late. It was an 8-point, I think a 7-point game midway through the fourth quarter, but then Brookings made free throws and pulled away 66-49. And again, that is your Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. Both teams are heading to the benches, so we'll get the introductions here shortly, and we'll see what order they're doing. Doesn't really say what order, if the anthem is right away or the introductions right away, but we'll get everything here going. And like I said, we are getting a late start here tonight at Jostad, and should mention, I think Brookings just happy that we are in Bob Jostad Gymnasium. It has been closed, I think, since last spring, maybe early summer. They had some water damage in here. Some repairs didn't work. They had to start over again. When we played volleyball here in September, Jostad was completely sealed off, and nobody was allowed in. And there was some question if we would be able to play here tonight. But I think this is the first activity that they've had here on their main floor. The Brookings girls did host Watertown on Friday, but they did play in the auxiliary gym right behind me. But we are in Jostad and able to play here tonight. Looks like we're doing the national anthem first, but we'll wait until the clock runs out completely. And I see they got the goofy scoreboard hieroglyphics up. Their scoreboard is very busy and very hard to read, so I'll do my best with that, as a lot of my sight lines, at least for scoreboards, are kind of blocked out. We'll take a timeout here of 2 minutes. Anthem and lineups coming up yet. 2 minutes on Dakota Sports.
Review with Blaine Anderson of Farmers Union Insurance. Auto, home, farm, life, and business. Become a satisfied policyholder with Farmers Union Insurance. Farmers Union Insurance, Blaine Anderson. 1835 Arizona Avenue, Southwest in Huron.
Looking for personalized apparel such as t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, hoodies, jackets? PB Sports, of course. How about signs, logos, and vinyl graphics at top? PB Sports, of course. Proud sponsor of the Tigers, PB Sports, downtown Huron. For a great meal, count on the Scoreboard on 3rd Street in downtown Huron. Check out their menu at their website, www.scoreboardhuron.com. The Scoreboard, 3rd Street, downtown Huron.
Ensure that essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in South Dakota. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the SDHSAA and the South Dakota Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Wilbur Ellis is a leading provider of innovative solutions in plant protection, plant nutrition, and field technology. They offer premier products and one-on-one relationships with local field experts to help their customers grow. Wilbur Ellis is committed. Contact your local Wilbur Ellis specialist today to find out how to maximize your return on investment. Wilbur Ellis wishes all area high school athletes the best of luck this season.
Brushing up? Bettering yourself? Or pursuing a degree? Huron Community Campus offers in-person classes at just $40 per credit hour plus fees. HCC offers courses through Northern State University, offering quality education at an exceptional value. To learn more, call Huron Community Campus at 605-353-8518. That's 605-353-8518.
Okay.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
The anthem in the books. We'll get the lineups here, and we'll be tipping off very shortly here on Tigers and the Brookings Bobcats. Here's the lineups. First off for Brookings, Mitch McLagan, their head coach. They come in with a record of 0-1 on the season. Macy Even is a 5'9 sophomore. Mari Ward is a 5'7 sophomore. Logan Schmidt, a 5'8 junior. Brinley Mack, a 5'9 senior. Tess Burns, a 5'10 junior. Brookings at 0-1 on the season. Here on 0-2, head coach is Cody Kaufman. Allie Davis, a 5'7 sophomore starting for the Tigers. Hilton Hines, 5'8 sophomore. Hampton Hines, a 5'8 senior. Lizzie Heinen, a 6'1 senior. And Kinsey Simmonsma, a 6' senior. Those are the starters for the Tigers. And Allison James will be playing tonight. She's playing, I believe it's birthday number 17. Happy birthday, Allison James, getting to play on her birthday this year. Officials for our game are back by the South Dakota Attorney General Office, Consumer Affairs Division, calling the game tonight. And they just have the first initial, but I know Brian Gajkowski is one of the officials tonight. Then T. Hoglett, not sure who that is, and Connor Singheisen also calling the game. They are the law on the court, and they're backed by the South Dakota Attorney General Office, Consumer Affairs Division. We'll be back with the opening tip-off. We'll take this timeout. 1 minute, 1 minute on Dakota Sports, Tiger 95.
Stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
Ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream. Dairy Queen's ice cream, of course. Get your favorite cool treats at Dairy Queen of Huron. Get a chocolate dipped cone, a dilly bar, hot fudge sundae, or the Huron Tigers on Dakota Sports KIJV.
Back here at Joe Stad Gymnasium, still in the starting lineups. This has been kind of a prolonged event here, but we are very close to getting our game tipped off here. Again, girls followed by the boys. Huron in their road black tonight. This is the only road games for both Huron Tiger teams before Christmas. Road black with orange numbers and letters and orange and white trim. Brookings in their home white with red numbers, letters, and trim. Looks like a little black on the trim there as well. Jumping at center circle for the two teams for Huron, Lizzie Heinen and Macy Even to jump, and the tip is controlled by Brookings. We're underway. Smith has the ball at the top of the key. Huron drops back in that 3-2 zone. High post ball knocked away by Hilton Hines, but then a very quick foul going to go on Allie Davis. Very, kind of a touch foul there, but officials might be want to say, here's all we're going to call it. So adjust. Huron nearly got the steal there by Hilton Hines. And Brookings will inbound it far end of the floor. Ward looking to trigger, gets it off left side Even. Go into Burns, low post, kick out. Here's the drive into the paint, shot over the double team, no good. Ball deflected out, picked up by Hampton Hines. She's coming this way towards me in the first half, Hilton Hines. Now Hampton again up top as they work it around. Brookings does have a height advantage. It looks like not a big one, but they do have a height advantage. Ball knocked away, last touched by who? And it will go to Brookings. It was deflected first by Ward, but then last touched by Hampton Hines, and the ball will belong to Brookings. So Brookings a missed shot here on a turnover. Here comes that trap press by the Tigers. Pass cross-court Smith in the middle to get it to Even. Come left side, drive baseline, and shot up, no good. Rebound by Simmonsma, missed there by Mack. For Brookings, Hampton Hines, she's going to garner a lot of attention. It's like straight man here by Brookings to start off the game. Hilton Hines will drive down the block, try to draw contact, and gets herself to the free throw line. Early foul will go against Brookings. and two shots for sophomore Hilton Hines. All going to go on even. First foul of the game against the Brookings Bobcats. One team foul apiece here in the first quarter. Hilton Hines, free throw good, and Huron a 1-0 lead here to start the game. And a quick sub in for Brookings. Checking in for the Bobcats is Sloan McLagan, daughter of the coach, sophomore. Second shot is good. Hines hits them both, and it's 2-0 here on Tigers. And Tigers show the trap press even in the backcourt. Now Smith in the corner. Still in the backcourt, being chased by the double team. Now gets it up for Ward underneath Burns. Layup for two. That's how you break the press if you're the Brookings Bobcats. Got it up ahead and a quick two-on-one and an easy deuce underneath for Tess Burns. We're tied at two. Huron on the front court. Here's the drive. Hines going in on Ward. Pulls up with a 10-footer. Rolls it in. Good body control by Hampton Hines. Huron up 4-2. Even gets the ball in the middle. McLagan, and again a little hand check call going to go on Huron. I believe that's going to go on Hampton Hines. We'll check and see. In their heart, their scoreboard is kind of hard to read from here. It is on Hampton Hines, her first, second team in the quarter on Huron. Huron stays in that 3-2 zone. In the corner, Smith up top, Ward, now even. Even dumps it into Burns, kick back out, long three for Smith, no good. Long rebound comes out to Hampton Hines. Hampton will dribble into the front court. One, is somebody to cut to the basket? Nobody did. Spots up for three instead and drops it. Hampton Hines a deep three off the left side. Huron up 7-2 early on. Again, Huron working the pressure. Get in the front court. Deflected into the back court by Hines, but picked up by Ward. Come cross court. Here's the drive. Back door to Burns. Picked up by Simmons. Ma just stepped into the passing lane. Made the steal. Back comes Huron. Early lead here at 7-2. Hilton Hines will set it up. Top of the key. Everybody's up at the free throw line extended. Allie Davis drives, has a lane to the hoop for two. Huron being aggressive against this man-to-man of Brookings. Huron 3 of 3 from the field, and Huron up quickly, 9-2. Pass in the middle. Almost a travel there on Ward. Long three in the corner, even in and out. Hilton Hines with the first three. She comes up now. Oh, looks like she got elbowed, and a late whistle, a foul going to go on Brookings. Hilton Hines, she took an elbow in the eye, and McLagan doesn't like the call just because the whistle came from well after the play, and I don't know. He's saying the official didn't actually see it. I mean, there was definite contact. The foul was on Burns, her first, second team. Hilton Hines is up and stays in the game. Sets it up at the top of the key, way outside Simmonsma. Dribbles to the left, lost her dribble. Back up top, Heinen, trying to swing it around. Left side, Hines open for three, but offensive foul. Moving screen going to be called on Kenzie Simmonsma, her first, third team on the Tigers. We're just over 3 minutes into the game, and we've had five total fouls called, three on Huron, two on Brookings, and there's a bump call on Allie Davis. It looked like a travel as well by Logan Smith, but they say the foul came first. Allie Davis, a quick second foul. She's going to leave the floor, and that will bring in Allison James, 5'6 junior for the first time. She'll have to play some extended minutes with some early fouls being called. Already four team fouls on Huron. That puts Brookings in the bonus the rest of the quarter on the next one. Left side, Smith behind the back, into the paint, leaves it Burns baseline. Oh, looked like a travel, didn't get it called. Smith up top, she'll drive, go in on Heinen, put it up short, rebound slapped around, and Heinen able to rip it out of there for the Huron Tigers. Brookings, I have them 1 of 6 from the field. 9-2 lead Huron. Simmonsma out on the wing, takes a dribble left, comes back right, bounce pass James. James working against the pressure and threw it away. Ball was deflected by McLagan, picked up by Ward. Ward in the front court, top of the key. Smith in the corner, back up top. They're trying to get the inside seal to Burns. Long three, McLagan no good. Rebound for Hines. as Brookings continues cold. Down the floor quickly comes Heinen. Layup good. She beat everybody down the floor. Nice feed from Hampton Hines here on 4 of 4 from the field. And up 11-2, 3:40 to go for corner. And now a steal. Hampton Hines got in the passing lane. She'll stop and pop a three. It's good. Hampton Hines with 8 points here in the first quarter. And Huron opens up a 14-2 lead in the first quarter. The press has paid dividends a couple of times now for Huron. Into the front court. And there's a travel. A little hop there by Amari Ward. And the press just has Brookings completely out of sync. McLagan wants a timeout. 3:18 to go first quarter. Huron 14. Brookings 2. Timeout. 1 minute. 1 minute on Dakota Sports.
Are eating? Are they growing like you expect? At Dakota Land Feeds, their experienced feed consultants can help you be sure your cattle are getting everything they need to perform and what will help you increase your bottom line. Let Dakota Land Feeds help formulate the right ration to fit the needs of your cattle, whether you have growing calves, feedlot cattle, yearlings, or beef cows. Dakota Land Feeds has feed consultants across the territory to help serve you. See your local Dakota Land Feeds dealer today.
Want a brand new vehicle? Need a low monthly payment? At Olympic Chevrolet Buick GMC in Huron, it's the least we can do. Leased vehicles mean reduced maintenance costs and tax benefits. Save on a new Buick Encore GX. Lease now only $399 a month. Or choose a 2024 Chevy Trax. Lease for only $299 a month. Drive on a new GMC 1500 Crew Cab. Lease for $642 a month. It's the least we can do. At the new Olympic Chevrolet Buick GMC in Huron. New name. Same great service.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Big first quarter for the Huron Tigers, leading 14-2. Brookings using a full timeout. Tigers in the half court. Heinen way outside. Tatum Peterson in for the first time. Goes low to James. Lost the ball and just about and did throw it away. She almost double dribbled with it and then tried to wrap around to Heinen, but Heinen was not open. Turnover gives the ball back to Brookings. Something on the floor, and they're looking to get rid of that. Huron still showing that pressure, kind of a diamond in one, trying to get traps. And Huron's doing a good job of anticipating the passing lanes as well. 3:05 to go, first quarter. Huron up 14-2. Brookings works the pressure. Back cross court, Ward gets across the timeline. Back left to Smith. Smith will go to the top of the key. Ward right side, feed it in. Low post inside. Shot up and in for Mack. Got it up over Lizzie Heinen. 14-4. Huron's lead at 10 in the first quarter. Heinen outside right now. Brookings stays in the man-to-man. Lost her dribble, hands it off to Peterson. Peterson will go baseline, has a lane. Forced up the shot, no good. Offensive rebound, put back Heinen. Nobody blocked out Heinen. Huron finally misses a shot, but they get the offensive rebound put back. 16-4 Tigers, and there's the ball on the floor. Big scramble, and we'll have a jump ball possession. Huron Tigers. Brookings continues to struggle with the Huron pressure. 16-4 Huron. Simmonsma back into the game as coming off is Heinen. Even back in on the floor for the Brookings Bobcats. Hilton Hines drifts off to the left. Open three in the corner. Hampton Hines, that one too strong. And Smith steps in for the offense or the defensive rebound. Long pass Even. She'll go baseline contact and a foul going to go on Hilton Hines. I will say those are the calls that weren't being called in either game last week. A little body contact. Last week there was a lot of body contact not being called. Hilton Hines picks up her first foul. And it is the bonus for Brookings. 15 foul on Huron with 2:02 to go. First quarter, Macy Even to shoot two. The first one is good. Her first point of the game. 16-5 Huron. Huron's got to be careful with that foul trouble, though. Heinen, the only starter without a foul at this point. We're still in the first quarter. Both free throws good for Even. 10-point lead here on at 16-6. Inside of 2 minutes to go, first quarter. James will hand it off to Peterson. Peterson gets a screen and lost the ball off her foot. And another Or what do we have? Oh, it's on. I thought they were going to call a moving screen on Simmonsma again, but it is. Oh, I think it's just a kick call on Brookings. Or is it a foul on Brookings? Oh, it's a foul on Kimber Byes, who just came in game. Didn't see her check in. You're on with the inbounds. James on the left wing, into the paint. Nice. Oh, ball deflected. Had Simmonsma open on the weak side, but Brookings forces the turnover. Minute 40 to go, first quarter. Ward now up top. Fire the ball in the corner to Byes, and there's going to be a blocking call on Allison James. And again, here on really piling up the fouls. You got to adjust to how the game's being called, because it's being called different than what the games were last week. Kimber Byes will shoot two. First one is good, and Brookings back in single digits at 16-7 here on. Byes did not play on Friday. She's just getting her legs back under her. She's a All-State softball player and was doing some softball stuff at the beginning of practice, so now has enough practices under her belt that she is starting to play tonight. Makes both free throws, now 16-8. Huron's lead at 8. Hines around the perimeter. Little head fake, comes to the corner, hands it off to Hilton. Hilton, 10-footer, and a pushing call going to go against Brookings. And I believe that's going to be on Kimber Byes. Didn't really see what she did. That's already her second foul, fourth team on Brookings. Huron will get the bonus on the next Bobcat foul. Smith in, Byes out for Brookings. Huron will inbound it on the baseline. Hilton Hines looking to trigger. Gives it to Simmonsma on the baseline. Backs it out into the corner. Being watched there by Mack. Hands it off to Hilton Hines. Hilton to the free throw line. Wants to drive. Leaves it in. There's Heinen underneath. Banks it in for two. Heinen with 6 points. 3 of 3 shooting in the first quarter. You're on back up 10, 18-8 into the front court. Ball deflected. Stolen by Heinen. Lizzie's had a nice first quarter. Got the steal as they were trying to get it inside to Burns. And Huron a chance to extend the lead again. 50 seconds to go, first quarter. Peterson hands off Hilton Hines. Hilton will drive. Left-handed scoop, no good. Offensive rebound, Heinen. And she's going to be fouled and go to the free throw line. This is, I think, is what they challenged Lizzie Heinen. You're 6'1", you need to make an impact underneath. And she's doing exactly that here in the first quarter. Two shots coming up for Lizzie Heinen. The foul on Ward, her first. Free throw for Heinen is in and out, no good. James checks in for Huron. And she'll replace Hilton Hines. McClagan back in for Brookings as Ward takes a seat. 41 seconds to go, first quarter. Huron up 10. Second free throw for Heinen is good. 1 out of 2. She's got 7 points. Here in the first quarter, 19-8, 38 seconds to go, first quarter. Brookings works the press. They get it across. Schmidt whips it down left side to Mack. Now Schmidt takes a long three, got the shooter's roll. Hung on the rim, but did drop. First three of the game for Brookings. 21 seconds to go, first quarter. Here on up 8 with the ball. Would like to hold it for one as they're just out on the perimeter. 14-13 to go. James gets the ball out near the timeline. Screen comes off to the left. Still off to the left. There's an open three off the back screen for Hines. Hampton nails it. Three threes in the first quarter. Hampton Hines. That will end the first quarter. And here on a 22-11 lead after one. We'll take a break here of 1 minute. 1 minute on Dakota Sports.
Era and Orthopedic Care. HRMC introduces Dr. Kevin Hofer, a proud Huron native, bringing revolutionary orthopedic care to our community. Dr. Hofer offers expertise in robotic-assisted surgery for less pain and a faster recovery. Superior orthopedic care is available locally. Join us in welcoming Dr. Hofer and embracing the future of orthopedics. HRMC, the right care is right here.
When is the right home truly the right home? This is Reg Kleinsasser with the Real Estate Connection. First, can you afford it? Beyond the purchase price, you need to consider utility costs, maintenance costs, property taxes. All of these factors add to the actual cost of a new home. Does the home meet your needs? Buying a large house when your kids are heading off to college in a few years or paying for a view of the lake when you are hardly home probably doesn't make sense. At the Real Estate Connection, we are dedicated to helping you find a home that meets your needs without breaking your budget. We're ready to help you find the right home today. Give us a call, 352-1300, or visit our website, realestatehuron.com.
You're listening to the Huron Tigers on Dakota Sports KIJV.
Start the second quarter. Brookings with the ball. Foul going to go on Simmonsma as they tried to post up Burns, and Simmonsma picks up her second foul. Simmonsma and Allie Davis each have two here, and we're barely in the second quarter, and that's going to bring movement off the bench again as quickly Tatum Peterson comes in and Simmonsma comes off. Allie Davis is back in. She sat out a big chunk of the first quarter. Brookings looking on the inbound on the baseline. Go in the middle. Layup for Ward. Went right by Davis. Ward with her first bucket of the game. And Brookings within nine. Davis free throw line. Flips back Peterson. Get it to Hampton Hines. Some aggressive defense there by Ward. We'll just leave it at that. Left side Peterson. Flips it to Davis. Davis gets a screen and almost traveled with it. Hampton into the paint in the corner. Peterson can't get a shot off. 10 seconds on the shot clock. Hampton in the corner with Ward on her. Open three, left wing, no good. Ward steps in for the rebound. Brookings down nine with the ball, early second quarter. Smith, free throw line, back out Ward. Left side even. Even on the wing. Huron stays in that 2-3 zone. Open three in the corner. McLagan, high arching shot, no good. Long rebound comes out to even. Even will kick three for Ward, and that one no good. And Hampton Hines steps in for the rebound. Couple of open threes not there for Brookings. Here on into the offense. Here's the drive, and boy, Tatum Peterson, she got bodied up. Three for Davis, got it. Allie Davis drains a three off the left side. Huron was 8 of 10 in the first quarter from the field. 1 of 2 to start the second quarter. Brookings 3 of 9. Huron up by a dozen. Equals Huron's biggest lead of the game. Travel on Ward. Trying to get rid of the ball against the trap. And she left her feet on the ball fake. And the ball comes back to the Huron Tigers. Early second quarter, the one negative for Huron. There's been a lot of fouls called. Jane's going to come in and replace Hampton Hines. Just give her a quick breather, I'm sure, with the lead right now. 6:26 to go, first half. Inbounds, Jane's comes out near the timeline. Heinen way outside, trying to get it to Hilton Hines. Finally does on the handoff, drives baseline over Burns. Forced it, Smith with the rebound, and we're going to end up with a jump ball. Possession will keep it with the Huron Tigers. Jane's was able to get in there and tie the ball up. Comes up hobbling a bit, but her good knee, not her bad knee. Inbounds for Huron, right below me in the corner, Davis. In the corner, here's a head fake, Hilton Hines runs into Burns and traveled with it. Burns just played her position, just anchored her feet, and Hilton Hines really had no place to go. Turnover back to Brookings. 25-13 Huron, nearing 6 minutes to go in the first half. Pass in the middle, overthrown, and who's going to get to it? We'll end up with a foul, I think, going to go on Brookings. McLagan really not happy with that. Smith and Heinen got to the ball about the same time. It was a bad pass by Brookings, and the two girls got there about the same time, but they said that coming in a little too aggressive was Heinen, or was Smith, and Smith picks up the foul. That's her first. One team foul apiece here in the second quarter. Maddie Juergens, Jr., in for the first time for Huron, has the ball left wing. Brookings falling back in a zone now. Here's the drive. Hilton Hines by Burns. No good. Rebound. Heinen got knocked back. Gets it out to Hampton Hines for three. No good. Ball tipped around. And Smith going to come down with it. And a foul going to go on Huron. Well, Huron thought they had a couple of good opportunities there. Obviously, shots did not drop. And the ball will belong to Brookings. The foul is on Hilton Hines. Now she has two. Allie Davis, Hilton Hines, Kinsey Simmonsma all have two fouls apiece. And right now the only starters on the floor, I guess there are three starters on the floor. Thought there were two. But Huron's got to watch those fouls right now. Work the perimeter off to the right side. Overhand pass. Ball was tipped, but coming down with a McClagan. She'll drive, miss it. Burns the rebound, lost it, but is picked up by Mack. Into the paint, Smith draws some contact, no good. Rebound Burns, no good. And Brookings still has the ball. They've had four shots on this possession. Three in the corner, Mack hits it. Too many shots that time, or check that. That was Lily Thompson, I believe, with the three for Brookings. Lily Thompson with the shot. Here's the drive by Peterson, no good. Huron forcing up some shots. Brookings has it down to nine. They kind of messed up their shooting percentage, but they still got the bucket at the end and ended up with a three after all. Working the perimeter against the Huron zone. Thompson up top. Another three for Smith. Got it. Logan Smith with the bucket. And Brookings has pulled within six. 25-19. 6-0 run for the Bobcats. Huron could use a bucket. Heinen outside trying to get some movement. Comes right. Gets the screen. Hines, Hampton has the ball tipped but controlled by Peterson. Flip back to Davis. Davis brings it back up top. Heinen up top. Peterson on the drive. Flips in the corner. Two for Davis. It's short. Rebound right underneath the Peterson. Count it. She's fouled. Peterson, nobody blocked her out, and Tatum got the rebound, the putback. Big bucket. Huron needed that one. And the Tigers go back up by eight with a free throw pending for senior Tatum Peterson. Foul is on Lily Thompson, her first. Two team fouls apiece here in the second quarter. 4:05 to go in the first half. Free throw, Peterson, it's good. Completes the old-fashioned three-point play. Huron back up 9, 28-19 during the halfway point of the second quarter. Cross-court pass, Smith. Smith into the front court to Ward. Ward back cross-court to Smith. She's hit a couple of threes. Got to watch her. McClagan fakes, goes inside, low post. Mack squeezes through a double team and a foul going to go on Huron. Kind of forced her way through it. Kaufman protesting the call, but obviously not going to change it. And the foul is on who? On Hampton Hines, so she has two. Lizzie Heinen doesn't have a foul, but all the other four starters all have two apiece. So the foul trouble is going to be an interest, could be interesting to a monitor here for the Tigers. And I guess they're calling this in the act of shooting as two shots coming up for Brinley Mack. First free throw is in and out, no good. But the foul issues may force Huron to maybe pull out of the press. We'll see what the strategy is here with 3:49 to go. Nobody has three yet. Second free throw is good. And Huron, I think, only has four girls available off the bench. They got a lot of girls on the bench, but most of them have run out of quarters during the lower levels. Allie Davis drives, slips back to Heinen. Heinen, right side. Here's the roll. Heinen to the hoop over Smith. No good. Foul on Smith. Kind of undercutter. Nice give and go that time between Juergens and Heinen. And Lizzie will go to the line for two. Lizzie with 7 points here in the first half. She's the only Huron starter that's not in foul trouble at this point. 3:32 to go in the first half. Smith picks up her second foul. Free throw good for Heinen. She has eight. Smith and Kimber Byes have two for Brookings. Other than that, nobody with more than one. One more shot for the 6'1 senior, Lizzie Heinen. Rolls it in and out. No good. 2-4 from the line. Rebound Mack. 29-20 here on into the front court. Smith has it. Top of the key. She'll dribble off to the right. Ward back up top. Another three. Top of the key. No good this time. Rebound and Brookings comes out with it. As Heinen could not grab it. Another opportunity. Ward goes inside and there's going to be a hand check call against Hampton Hines, and Hampton picks up her third foul. The first Huron Tiger with that many fouls, and that's going to take Huron to the bench. And Jaylee Noyes' first appearance of the season for Jaylee. She's going to have to play some minutes off the bench here with the foul trouble Huron has gotten themselves into. Hampton Hines now with three. The other girls got to play careful. Back door, go inside to even with the left-handed hook. No good. Foul on Noyes. And that will put Brookings to the line. So Huron quickly digging themselves into some foul trouble. Bleakiki Eagle Star is also available off the bench. First free throw good for Macy Even. She's 3 for 3 from the line and 3 points. Now Hilton Hines checks in for Tatum Peterson. 3:07 to go in the first half. Huron up 29-21, but a lot of foul trouble for the black and orange. Second free throw is good. Even 4 for 4 from the free throw line. Brookings back within 7, 29-22. 3 minutes to go, first half. Noyes in the corner and threw it away. Ball knocked away by Heinen, but picked up in the backcourt by Brookings. Bobcats will check it out in the front court, in the corner. Go inside, low post even. Kick out for McClagan, no good. Rebound and nice block out underneath there by Allie Davis. Hilton Hines running the offense, backs her way into the paint, flips back to Juergens. Now Hilton Hines, step back three is short. In fact, wedges between the bank board and the rim. And that's a possession arrow play, and the ball will go to the Brookings Bobcats. I always say I see that twice in a season, and awful early here for it to be the first one. And right now they're having now third try. McLagan able to hit the ball away from the wedge, so Brookings will have the ball. 29-22, Bobcats have trailed by 12 numerous times. They have it down to 7 with the ball and 2:24 to go in the first half. 5 minutes after 7 o'clock, KIJV, AM-FM Huron. Brookings works the perimeter, Ward up top. Huron still in that zone, low post. Inside to Mack against Heinen. Forced up a shot and traveled. Just changed her pivot feet, trying to move around, and Lizzie Heinen held her ground. And the ball turns over to the Huron Tigers. Hilton Hines back in for Huron, and Jaylee Noyes comes off. Looks like we're doing some situational subbing here, maybe getting Noyes in when we know we're on defense. Again, Hampton Hines out right now with 3 fouls. Hilton Hines gets a screen, dribbles left, backs it out up top, Heinen. Heinen looks right, being guarded by Even. Now Davis. Davis on the wing, flips in the corner. 3 for Janes, no good. Rebound underneath and a foul on Juergens, pushed off on McClagan. And that will put Brookings into the bonus. 2 shots for Sloan McClagan. She has not scored in the game, came off the bench. Foul on Juergens is her first. And 2 shots for the sophomore, Sloan McClagan. First free throw is good. Brookings has hit their free throws tonight. They are 8 of 9 from the free throw line, and they have crept back within 6. Second shot is good. Hit them both. Brookings down 5. Again, Huron led by 12 several times. But the lead is cut to 29-24. Huron hasn't scored in a while. Hasn't scored from the field in a while. Left side, Hilton Hines gets bumped. No call, of course. Picked up by Hilton Hines. Brookings mad about something, but they got away with a foul in my eyes. Outside, James comes right side to inside. Low post, shot up short as Heinen was posting up on Mack. And here comes Brookings. Chance to cut the lead down to 1 possession. Schmidt, high post, swinging around. Wide open 3, even, way strong. And Davis has the rebound. Brookings triple teams on Davis. Coming up the floor and offensive foul on Davis. Oh my goodness. Davis trying to bring the ball up, and she has three girls hanging on her, and they call her for leading with the elbow. What else is she supposed to do? Allie Davis picks up her third foul. And Tatum Peterson set to come in. Minute three to go in the first half. Cody Kaufman having a conversation with the official. It's kind of like Mitchell all over, where a girl bringing the ball up and has a defensive girl riding her, and there just isn't anything that's called on it. Brookings will inbound it on the baseline. Again, a minute three to go, first half. Huron's lead down to five, 29-24. Inbounds for Brookings. Ward way outside, and Schmidt even. I thought Schmidt had it, but even does. Left side Ward flips back to even. Even isolated there. She'll drive. Shoot over. Heinen is short, and Heinen rips down the rebound and a foul in the backcourt. Going to go on Brookings, and a Bronx cheer comes from the Huron Tiger crowd as the foul called on Brookings. No bonus yet, though. The foul is on even, her second. 51 seconds to go, first half. Huron up 29-24, and big-time foul trouble for the Tigers. Heinen and Hilton Hines are the only starters on the floor right now. And Hilton Hines is out there with two, and Heinen flips left side to James. There they post up. Heinen again, nice duck under, put it in for two. She did the duck under, Burns bit on it. Double figures for Heinen. And Huron back up seven. First field goal in a while for Huron is 31-24 Tigers. Shot clock off, 18 seconds to go, first half. Brookings looks to be holding it for one. McLagan passed up a three. Ward will shoot a three, no good. Rebound, Burns has it on the weak side. Ward up top, swinging in the corner, open three. Schmidt, in and out, long rebound, and going to be grabbed by Peterson, and she's fouled with 1 second left. Silly foul on the part of Brookings there. Peterson was just going to hold it and let the clock run out, and she gets fouled 90 feet away from the basket with 1 second left. A break there for Huron, and two free throws on the way for Tatum Peterson. The foul is on even. That's her third, so that's significant in a couple of ways, but mostly Peterson, a chance to get two more points for Huron. First free throw is good. 4 points for Tatum. She's played big minutes off the bench due to the foul trouble for Huron. Noise in for this final second of the first half. Peterson, second shot is no good. And Schmidt with the rebound, and that will end the first half. Huron an 8-point lead, 32-24. Huron leading Brookings at the half. We'll take a timeout of 2 minutes. Back with our halftime. 2 minutes on Dakota Sports, Tiger 95.
He is the fully transparent, fully loaded, feel-good energy drink you've been waiting for. No sugar, no artificial colors, epic focus, complete performance. Pick up a can of Ghost Energy distributed by Elwine Brothers at Fair City Foods, Carlson's, Super X, Southside, Freedom, DJ's Travel Center, Lewis Drug, Thunderbird, and Corner Pantries in Huron. Elwine Brothers wishes the Huron Tigers best of luck. Go Tigers! The school year places a heavy demand on your child's eyes and vision. Make sure your child has an annual back-to-school comprehensive eye exam. A child's physical development, academic, and athletic performance are all largely dependent on their vision. As children grow older, their eyes grow too. 80% of everything a child learns is through their visual pathways, so unnoticed visual problems can impact a child's capacity to learn. Don't put off your child's eye exam. Schedule an appointment with Dr. Kyle Porish today.
Hi, I am Tyson Lean. As a college wrestler, I push my body to the limit every day. But after a few injuries, I started to feel like I wasn't performing at my best. That's when I turned to Carr Chiropractic and their team of experts. Through a combination of adjustments, rehab, and natural supplements, I was able to recover faster, reduce my pain, and improve my overall performance on the mat. Whether you're an athlete or just looking to improve your health, I highly recommend giving Carr Chiropractic a try.
The Nordby Center for Recreation in Huron is your ultimate destination for fun and fitness. Challenge yourself and get fit with a fitness class that fits your schedule. The Nordby Center offers water classes, weight and cardio classes,
bicycle spin classes, and more. Group fitness classes are led by the Nordby Center's expert instructors. Sign up for a fitness class today, the Nordby Center for Recreation, where the fun never ends.
KIJV. It's Tiger Radio. It's halftime. Let's join the voice of the Huron Tigers, Jeff Duffy.
Halftime here in Brookings. Tigers lead the Bobcats. Huron, I don't think, has trailed in the game that I can recall, unless it was very early. 32-24, Huron leads. Huron had four or five different 12-point leads. I believe that was the largest lead of the first half. We'll get to the stats coming up. Let's do a Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update just early on here in some games. Halftime, though, O'Gorman is leading Roosevelt 32-11. Late in the first quarter, Jefferson leads Brandon Valley 12-8. Mitchell 8, Watertown 4 in the first quarter. Again, just some early scores there right now in AA. That's your Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. In the halftime score here for the girls, 32-24 here on leading Brookings. We'll take a timeout of 2 minutes, come back and run down those stats. 2 minutes on Dakota Sports.
Ace Lounge is hiring cooks, bartenders, servers, hostesses, and dishwashers. It's a great opportunity. You could work full-time, part-time, make extra money, and big tips. Apply in person at Ryan's Hangar Restaurant and Ace Lounge or online at hangarrestaurantandlounge.com. Join the team at Ryan Sanger Restaurant and Ace Lounge. Apply in person or at hangarrestaurantlounge.com.
Shane Hartman here at Hartman Physical Therapy. I'd like to welcome you to visit our clinic at 2297 Kansas Avenue Southeast in Huron. We provide the care you need for orthopedics, sports injuries, spinal issues, arthritic conditions, and work-related injuries. Our licensed staff will assess the problem, provide the rehab, and get you on the road to recovery. Wishing all area athletes a healthy and successful season. Hartman Physical Therapy, restoring health through thoughtful patient care.
Stop in for a free insurance review with Blaine Anderson of Farmers Union Insurance. Auto, home, farm, life, and business. Become a satisfied policyholder with Farmers Union Insurance. Farmers Union Insurance, Blaine Anderson. 1835 Arizona Avenue, Southwest in Huron.
Looking for personalized apparel such as t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, hoodies, jackets? PB Sports, of course. How about signs, logos, and vinyl graphics at Pop? PB Sports, of course. Proud sponsor of the Tigers, PB Sports, downtown Huron. For a great meal, count on the Scoreboard on 3rd Street in downtown Huron. Check out their menu at their website, www.scoreboardhuron.com. The Scoreboard, 3rd Street, downtown Huron.
Ensure that essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in South Dakota. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the SDHSAA and the South Dakota Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
You're listening to the Huron Tigers on Dakota Sports KIJV.
Halftime at Brookings, Huron leading the Bobcats, 32-24. Here's the rundown of the scoring for Brookings. Nobody really stands out. 6 points, Logan Smith. She had a pair of threes in the first half. 4 points for Macy Even, all on free throws. Lily Thompson hit a three. And 3 points for Brinley Mack as well. 2 points, Amari Ward, Sloan McLagan, Kimber Bynes. For Huron, 11 points, Hampton Hines, and she sat out about half of the second quarter after picking up her third foul. Lizzie Heinen, her best half of basketball in a Huron Tiger uniform as she put in 10 points. 5 for Allie Davis, 4 for Tatum Peterson, who has played very well tonight off the bench, and she's been needed, and 2 points for Hilton Hines. Shooting in the first half, I had Huron 11 of 19, 58%. Huron was 8 of 10 in the first quarter. Brookings 6 of 22 for 27%. Huron was 6 of 9 on free throws. Brookings was 9 of 10. Brookings really has kept themselves close by hitting their free throws. And again, Huron with the fouls they've had, and there's been a lot of foul trouble. Again, Allie Davis, Hampton Hines each have 3. Hilton Hines and Kinsey Simmons might have two. Kinsey actually didn't play much in the second quarter either, kind of protecting her. Lizzie Heinen, no fouls, and I think she did get one break. For the most part, she was on the floor in the first half for the Huron Tigers. Halftime score again, 32-24. Huron leading Brookings. Remember, the boys' game will follow 15 minutes after the conclusion here. We'll take a timeout of 2 minutes, get set for our second half on Dakota Sports.
There, and it can be tough to find the right one. Well, let's make it easy. With FNBO's special offer CD of 5.5% APY for 3, 7, or 17 months, you can earn more, save more, and do more. That's 5.5% annual percentage yield for 3, 7, or 17 months at your nearest FNBO location with a minimum deposit of $500 and an FNBO Premier checking account. So stop on by and give your savings a great big boost with the great big small bank, FNBO, member FDIC.
Wilbur Ellis is a leading provider of innovative solutions in plant protection, plant nutrition, and field technology. They offer premier products and one-on-one relationships with local field experts to help their customers grow. Wilbur Ellis is committed to bringing you and your operation new and innovative ideas. Contact your local Wilbur Ellis specialist today to find out how to maximize your return on investment. Wilbur Ellis wishes all area high school athletes the best of luck this season.
Brushing up, bettering yourself, or pursuing a degree? Huron Community Campus offers in-person classes at just $40 per credit hour plus fees. HCC offers courses through Northern State University, offering quality education at an exceptional value. To learn more, call Huron Community Campus at 605-353-8518. That's 605-353-8518.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brand. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV are your home for Huron Tiger Sports.
Ready to go with the second half. Huron leading Brookings in our girls' game, 32-24. I don't think Huron has ever trailed in the first half. If it was, it was very early, like in the first couple of points of the game. Huron led by 12, probably four or five different times. Brookings got it down to, I believe, six at one point in the second quarter. Right now, it's 8-32-24. Huron getting set for the second half. And really the first workout, I assume, that this floor has had at Jostad here in Brookings, as they had some water damage, and it took a lot of work and a lot of recovery to get things going. But they are, obviously, we're back here playing in the main gym. Start the second half. Huron with the ball. Brookings shows a little half-court trap. Hilton Hines splits the double team, looking inside. Heinen was open. Three. Hampton Hines in and out, no good. Simmonsma with the rebound, leans in with the putback. Kinsey Simmonsma, her first bucket. Huron gets the offensive rebound and putback. 34-24. Huron up 10. Brookings the ball the first time in the second half. Smith working against the Huron zone. Ward in the corner and threw it away. Tried to get it to the high post. Threw it right to Hilton Hines. Hilton into the front court. Hampton left side. Will go baseline, cut off by the double team. Hilton will drive, shoot over Burns. It's short, and the rebound, Mack, and third foul going to go on, or first foul. I thought that was Simmons, but it was actually Heinen picks up her first foul, and as much as anything, she lost her balance as she was going after the rebound and kind of fell up on Tess Burns. First foul on Lizzie Heinen. Brookings works against the Huron trap into the front court. Drive by Smith going down towards the baseline. Flip back up top of the key in the high post. Mack shovels it off to Burns. Open three in the corner. Smith in and out. Rebound tapped out, last touch by Burns. And that could have just well been a foul called on Burns. I think it's one of those deals where we'll just give the ball to Huron out of bounds. And Huron will get it. And Brookings showing full court pressure. trying to put some pressure on. Double team on Hilton Hines. Back to Simmonsma. Simmonsma almost got tripped up ahead. Huron will break the press into the front court. Davis. Davis will drive. Oh, should have shot it. She had an open five-footer. Tried to pass it and lost it. Here comes Brookings. Smith on the drive. Shoots over Simmonsma for two. Allie just has to have the confidence to go up that shot. She had a good look right in front of the basket, maybe 5-6 feet out. Instead, turned it over. Back to an eight-point game, 34-26 Huron. There's a foul going to go on Amari Ward. That'll be her second as she went for the steal and bumped into Hampton Hines. Kimber buys into the game for the first time in the second half. Played a little in the first quarter, but picked up two quick fouls. I don't remember her coming back in after that. One team foul apiece here to start the second half, and Simmonsma just got ran over again, but she's always on the floor. Left side, Hilton Hines. Back in the middle, Hampton Hines. Hampton starts the dribble, back her way into the paint. Back door, got it to Heinen, put it up short, though. She kind of bobbled the pass, and that upset the timing. And Brookings a chance to cut the lead, down eight. Ward, cross-court, Smith, a long three. It's short, long rebound, and Hampton Hines with the ball for Huron. Hampton into the front court, left wing, back door, wide open, layup good. Hampton, a pretty pass to Allie Davis. Davis has seven. Huron up 10, 36-26. Brookings breaks the press. Thought they could get it to Burns down low. Now they're trying to post her up. There it goes to Burns against Heinen. Spin shot blocked by Heinen. Ball on the floor, last touched, I believe, by Huron. No, they say last touch by Brookings. Huron might have got away with one there. That looked like it came off either Heinen or Simmonsma, but a blocked shot by Heinen. And again, Heinen playing well tonight, that time on the defensive end. Tatum Peterson in as Allie Davis comes out for Huron. Tatum has played a lot of minutes off the bench tonight with the foul trouble and has played well. Simmonsma breaks the press into the front court. Ward coming from behind. Lost the ball, but right back to Peterson. Now Hilton Hines. Hines sets it up, top of the key. 5:19 to go, third quarter. Huron up 10 with the ball. Peterson double-teamed, almost traveled. Ball deflected, picked up, though. Hampton Hines can't get the three off. Hilton goes back door. There's Heinen right under the basket, and again rolls off on her. Right there. Maybe use the glass. That's a couple of point-blank shots. Lizzie hasn't been able to get to go here in the second half. Brookings with the ball, trailing by 10. Smith on the right wing. Cross court. Buys. Buys one dribble. McClagan back in for Brookings. Ward, now here's the high post. Buys. Kick out right side. Ward will drive, go into Heinen. Open three in the corner for Smith. Back of the iron, no good. Long rebound going to be grabbed by Tatum Peterson. 4.5 minutes to go, third quarter. Huron up 10 with the ball. Left side, Simmonsma, hands off Peterson. Tatum around the perimeter, drives the paint. Almost lost it. Kick back. Hilton Hines, top of the key, resets. Open three for Peterson. Why not? In and out, no good. Offensive rebound, Heinen. Then a jump ball as she was tied up from behind. And the ball will go on the arrow to the Brookings Bobcats. Nothing wrong with that shot for Tatum Peterson. She was open, and if you don't shoot it, Brookings isn't going to guard you. Even back into the game for Brookings. We're down to 4:11 to go, third quarter, 36-26. Here's the ball deflected. Another steal. Hilton Hines deflected it. Hampton picked it up. Three is good. Hilton with the deflection. Hampton picked up the loose ball. Spotted up the three. Here on their biggest lead of the game. 39-26 inside of 4 minutes to go, third quarter. Bobcats into the front court. Ball fake. Drive by Buys, and there's going to be a reach on Heinen. Heinen bit on the ball fake and just kind of reached out and hooked Buys, and now Heinen has two. She was the only girl without foul trouble in the first half, but now she has picked up two. That's both team fouls on Huron here in the third quarter. Brookings were in the out of bounds on the baseline to my right. Burns will fake, now drive in on Simmonsma, and a blocking call on Simmonsma. Burns kind of forced her way on the baseline, and Kinsey Simmonsma picks up her third for now. She'll stay on the floor with 3:43 to go here in the third quarter. Inbounds for Brookings on the baseline. Go inside to Even, and she's fouled from behind by Peterson. Two shots coming up for Even. Even had the inside position on Peterson that time. Two shots for Macy Even. Tatum Peterson, her first foul, and third or fourth team on Huron. So here we are again, Brookings. Midway through the quarter, their next foul, they are in the bonus. Janes back into the game for Huron as Simmonsma comes out. Davis in as well for Peterson. 39-27 is the first free throw good. And the second free throw good. Again, Brookings has made their free throws tonight. That has kept them close in this game. Huron up 39-28. Brookings only missed one free throw, and they've been to the line a lot. Green set behind him, but Davis lost the ball. She'll drive, but Burns cuts her off. Feed inside underneath. High off the glass to Heinen. Huron's made an effort to get Heinen the ball at the low block. That time Burns had picked up Davis, so that left Heinen with a shorter player. Heinen with a dozen. Inside, low post. Burns powers her way in. No good. Blocked again by Heinen. Ball deflected. Last touch by Brookings. Lizzie Heinen, she's had three or four blocked shots as well. And we have a timeout, Brookings. I believe it's Brookings. Timeout on the floor, 3:10 to go, third quarter. Huron up, 41-28. Timeout of 30 seconds, 30 on Dakota Sports.
I scream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream. Dairy Queen's ice cream, of course. Get your favorite cool treats at Dairy Queen of Huron. Get a chocolate dipped cone, a dilly bar, hot fudge sundae, or their famous DQ Blizzard. And for parties, anniversaries, or any occasion, order a DQ cake or a DQ Blizzard cake. Dairy Queen of Huron is open every day of the week. Drive up, carry out, or dine in. Dairy Queen of Huron. Hot eats and cool treats.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV.
Back in Brookings, I'm Jeff Duffy. Basketball doubleheader tonight. We're in the girls' second half. Huron leading 41-28. Coach McLagan used his second time out of the game. Coach Kaufman is yet to use one. Hilton Hines dribbles to the right, has a lane all the way to the hoop, runs into Burns, and a foul going to go on Brookings. And Hilton Hines just going hard to the hoop, used some quickness to get into Burns, and two free throws for Hilton Hines. Hilton with 2 points in the game. The first 2 points of the game went 2 for 2 from the free throw line in the first quarter. It's there. She's got three. And Huron up 14. And this is the biggest lead of the game for Huron tonight. One more shot for sophomore Hilton Hines. Got them both. Huron up 15. 43-28. 3 minutes to go, third quarter. Huron continues the pressure. Buys is trapped on the baseline. Got to get rid of it. Steps through it. Ball on the floor. Tied up by Janes. Jump ball possession here on Tigers. Hampton Hines and Janes jump buys. Got her trapped right on the sideline. And turnover gives the ball back to Huron. Now officially a possession arrow, but Huron gets the ball off effectively a turnover. Simmonsma back in for Huron as Heinen takes a break. Hilton Hines drives, has a lane again, off balance for two. Hilton Hines, the last 4 points for Huron. Huron up 45-28. Long pass up ahead. Simmonsma breaks it up and gets fouled from behind. Kind of a careless pass by Brookings, trying to throw over the press, and Simmonsma had a beat on it. She got knocked over by Byes, and that'll be her third team on Brookings here in the quarter. And again, Simmonsma hit the deck. I need to start counting how many times she hits the floor. Hilton Hines, cross court, dangerous pass, got it to Hampton. Hampton dribbles right, baseline, here's the drive, Davis, feeds in the middle, turnaround shot, and big time contact on Simmonsma for a second. I didn't think they were going to call that. And she did hit the floor again, by the way. Kinsey Simmonsma to the line to shoot two. Again, Huron doing a good job of sharing the ball. Throwing it around. That time the feed came Hampton Hines to Allie Davis to Simmonsma. Kenzie, first free throw is short. Fouls on Brinley Mack. That is her first. Both teams will be in the bonus the rest of the third quarter now, 14 fouls apiece. Peterson checks in for Davis, it looks like. 2:19 to go, third quarter. Hurons increase the lead to 45-28. Simmonsma will try to salvage the back end of the free throws. Missed that one as well. Burns with the rebound. So two missed free throws for Huron, and Brookings needs a bucket right here. Need to get some momentum back as Huron right now controlling things. Low post inside. The ball looked like it was kicked, but we play on. Brookings still with possession. Smith will drive. Feed it right side to Ward. High post and a offensive foul going to go on Brookings. It was away from the ball. I didn't see it, but Tatum Peterson was vigorously clapping her hands after the call was made. I think it's on Burns. Tess Burns picks up her second offensive foul, so no free throws for Huron. So we're inside of 2 minutes to go, third quarter. Brookings zoning here, double team on Hines. Hampton now lobs it, Nackdoor, nice play, and again a foul on Burns, and again Simmonsma hits the deck. That's at least four times here in the third quarter that Kenzie Simmonsma has hit the floor. Burns picks up her third foul, and again, Huron just doing a great job of sharing the ball, moving it around. Those are the shot. Those were the chances that were going to Heinen when she was in. Right now, they're going to Simmonsma. Kenzie hits the first free throw. She's got 3 points all here in the third quarter. Huron up 18, 46-28. Back into the game quickly is Amari Ward for Brookings. One more shot for the senior, Kenzie Simmonsma. No good. 1 of 4 on free throws. Burns grabs the rebound for Brookings. Minute 42 to go, third quarter. Brookings on the attack, even. Cross-court Ward, now even again. Here to go, high post, trying to do a high-low. Now Smith will drive, force her way through, wave it off, and travel on Smith. As Simmonsma and I believe Janes came together. I know Simmonsma was in on it and just sealed off the lane. Ends up being a travel on Smith. If Brookings didn't like it, they could have just well called a charge on her, too. Full court pressure. Janes in the backcourt. Bounce pass Hilton Hines. Hilton looking to Hampton, right side. Hampton cross court. Got to get it across. They do. Now a trap by the sideline. Hilton has it on the left side. Cross court. Hampton Hines. Goes inside, Heinen with a little turnaround, too strong, maybe rushed the shot a bit, rebound Brookings. Minute 10 to go, third quarter, here on up 18. Up top, even, flip back, McClagan back into the game, Ward goes baseline, back door wide open, Burns gets her second bucket of the game, she sealed off the defender. Brookings got their big girl open underneath. Hilton Hines and a foul in the backcourt, going to go on McClagan. Those are the calls that were going against Huron in the first half. Now this one goes against Brookings. McClagan picks up her first and will walk down for two free throws for Hilton Hines. 52 seconds to go in the third quarter. It's been a long game because there's been a lot of fouls called. Now it's starting to even out with Brookings getting more calls or foul calls on them here in the third quarter. Hines at the free throw to shoot two. First one is good. Hilton now with 7 points, five here in the third quarter. Huron up 17, 47, 30. Second shot for Hilton is good. 6 for 6 from the line. Huron up 48, 30, 50 seconds to go, third quarter. McClagan comes right side Ward to work the perimeter. McClagan a deep three, airballed it, and Burns can't save it from going out of bounds. Ball will go back to the Huron Tigers. Now Hampton Hines checks in. And why did Maddie Jurgens goes out? Didn't even see Maddie check in. No, Maddie is staying in. Peterson coming out. But Maddie Jurgens is on the floor. I didn't see when she checked in, but she's in there now. Inbounds against the Brookings pressure. In the middle goes Hilton Hines. Fired out to Hampton. Cross court Jurgens. Jurgens flips back to Hilton Hines, and she'll bring it up. Here's now Brookings back to a man defense. High post, Heinen waiting for a weave, will kick out. Drive by Hilton Hines, she traveled, she did, kind of made a couple of fakes. Again, he needed to be patient there, the shot clock was off, let the clock run a little. Instead, Huron turns it over to Brookings with 26 seconds to go in the third quarter. And quickly, Peterson in for Hampton Hines, don't want Hampton to pick up a cheap fourth foul here with under 30 seconds to go in the third quarter. Left side even. Lob in, low post to Mack. Look like an extra step, and it is a travel. Well defended by the birthday girl, Allison James. James just came over, just had her arms up, held her ground, and little stutter step underneath. McLagan was questioning it, but not too vociferously. I didn't say that right. On the front court, Hampton Hines driving. Lobs underneath, low post. Heinen put it up short. 10 seconds to go. Back comes Brookings, a chance to score. 7-6. Smith probably going to keep it. No. 3-4 even is short. Rebound Hilton Hines, and that will end the third quarter. Here on Leeds, 48-30 as we head to the fourth. Timeout 1 minute on Dakota Sports, Tiger 95.
A low monthly payment at Olympic Chevrolet Buick GMC in Huron is the least we can do. Lease vehicles mean reduced maintenance costs and tax benefits. Save on a new Buick Encore GX. Lease now only $399 a month. Or choose a 2024 Chevy Trax. Lease for only $299 a month. Drive home a new GMC 1500 Crew Cab. Lease for $642 a month. It's the least we can do at the new Olympic Chevrolet Buick GMC in Huron. New name, same great service.
Are you ready for a new era in orthopedic care? HRMC introduces Dr. Kevin Hofer, a proud Huron native, bringing revolutionary orthopedic care to our community. Dr. Hofer offers expertise in robotic-assisted surgery for less pain and a faster recovery. Superior orthopedic care is available locally. Join us in welcoming Dr. Hofer and embracing the future of orthopedics. HRMC, the right care is right here.
You're listening to the Huron Tigers on Dakota Sports KIJV.
We head to the fourth quarter. Huron 48, Brookings 30. I'm Jeff Duffy in Brookings. Tigers a little better job of managing the fouls in the third quarter, but still 8 minutes to go. Starters on the floor for Huron as we start the fourth quarter. Macy even brings it up. Brookings with the ball. Smith in the corner trying to post up Mack. Now they go high post even. Kick out. Open three in the corner for Smith. Got it. Smith, her first three of the second half. She's got 11 points to lead Brookings in scoring. And Bobcats score first. They're down 15. 30 seconds gone here in the fourth quarter. Hampton Hines right side. Hilton up top. Huron has yet to use a timeout. They might use one here shortly as Hilton or Allie Davis threw the ball away trying to force it inside. Brookings off the turnover with the ball. Huron back in their zone. Three for Ward. Too strong. Rebound Simmonsma. Nice block out and a foul going to go on Burns. Simmonsma held her ground. One official was just going to give the ball out of bounds off Burns, but the outside official came in and said, nope, I'm calling the foul. That's number four on Tess Burns. Buys back into the game for Brookings, replacing Burns. And again, the team fouls reset. So first team foul of the fourth quarter on the Brookings Bobcats. 7:15 to go in the game. Brookings has pulled off the press for now as Hilton Hines brings the ball up. Top of the key against the Bobcat zone. Allie Davis shovels back to Hilton Hines. Hilton lob in the corner. Hampton Hines go inside. Low post and a foul going to go on Mack, who was trying to defend the post up there by Heinen. Brinley Mack picks up her second foul in the second team. Here on Oren, the out-of-bounds play. Far end of the floor from me. And McLagan back into the game for Huron, replacing Smith. Low post outside Hines. Hampton, she'll drive to the block, to the hoop, put it up short. Nice drive. Rebound, missed it, though. Rebound for Mack. Brookings a chance to cut the lead a little more. McLagan passes up the three, goes inside Mack against Simmonsma, puts up the short shot and a foul on Simmonsma. Kinsey has her arms up in the air, but that was a good call. She definitely had body on her as Mack was going up, and that is foul number four, though, on Simmonsma. First girl for Huron with four, and that's going to bring Peterson back off the bench. Again, that was a good call by, I know, Simmonsma didn't think so, but it was definitely the right call there. I was just hoping they didn't see it, but they did. Brinley Mack at the line. She's one of two from the free throw line. Has 3 points. First free throw is short. And Peterson will check in for Simmonsma. As one more shot for senior Brindley Mack. 48-33, Huron leading. We're early fourth quarter. Girls game, boys game will follow. Second shot, in and out, missed them both. Heinen there with another board. Knocked away, but picked up by Hampton Hines. So both free throws missed the mark, and Huron into the front court. Hilton Hines doing most of the point guard duties right now. Left side, bounce pass Peterson, swing it. Left side, Davis. Alley will drive, kick out, and a reach going to go on Brookings, and quickly three team fouls on Brookings here in the first minute and a half of the fourth quarter. Logan Smith quickly comes back in, and she just got a very quick breather. Foul on Brookings, Amari Ward, her third. Here on a run, the out-of-bounds play on the baseline. With Davis to trigger, inside, low post, Hilton Hines wide open. She kind of snuck behind Heinen, and Brookings just lost track of her. And Hilton Hines in double figures with 10. She has 8 here in the second half. 50-33 Huron. Brookings in the half-court offense. Ward, they go in low post to Mack. Double-teamed. Got too far underneath the basket. Rebound tipped around. Picked up by Even, and she'll get the put back. Peterson couldn't quite win the battle there underneath. And Even, an aggressive grab for the rebound. Huron's lead at 15 again. 50-35 inside of 6 minutes to go. Peterson on the baseline. Goes low post. Heinen. Heinen, short roller, got it, count it. Old-fashioned three-point opportunity for Lizzie Heinen. Heinen with 14 points. And gets herself to the free throw line. Foul number 4 on Macy Even. And now 5:41 to go in the game, and Huron's already in the bonus for the rest of the ball game. 14 fouls on Brookings. Free throw, Heinen is good. Lizzie with 15 points leads all scorers in the game. Huron up 18-53-35. Work the perimeter. Amari Ward against the 3-2 zone. Huron's pretty much stayed in this 3-2 zone all night. High post. McLagan had the ball deflected. Right back to Ward. Deep three for Smith. Misses everything, and Brookings can't save it in. Brookings has struggled shooting the ball tonight. In the first half, they were 27%, 6 of 22, 2 of 9 in the third quarter. Huron was 5 of 12 in the third quarter. 3, Hampton Hines, yes! Hampton Hines drills a deep 3. She's got 17. And Huron up 56-35. The lead is 21. Amari Ward answers for Brookings. A 3 ball for Amari Ward, and we're back to an 18-point game. So that 21-point lead, largest of the game for Huron, but very brief. And we have a timeout on the floor. 5:01 to go in the game. Huron up 18. Timeout 1 minute. 1 minute on Dakota Sports.
The right home. This is Reg Kleinsasser with the Real Estate Connection. First, can you afford it? Beyond the purchase price, you need to consider utility costs, maintenance costs, and property taxes. All of these factors add to the actual cost of a new home. Does the home meet your needs? Buying a large house when your kids are heading off to college in a few years or paying for a view of the lake when you are hardly home probably doesn't make sense. At the Real Estate Connection, we are dedicated to helping you find a home that meets your needs without breaking your budget. We're ready to help you find the right home today. Give us a call, 352-1300, or visit our website, realestatehuron.com.
Ghost Energy is the fully transparent, fully loaded, feel-good energy drink you've been waiting for. No sugar, no artificial colors, epic focus, complete performance. Pick up a can of Ghost Energy distributed by Elwine Brothers at Fair City Foods, Carlson's, Super X, Southside, Freedom, DJ's Travel Center, Lewis Drug, Thunderbird, and Corner Pantries in Huron. Elwine Brothers wishes the Huron Tigers best of luck. Go Tigers!
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV.
Back in Brookings, loose pressure. Huron brings it up. High post Heinen, hands it off Hampton Hines. Hampton backing away in cross-court Hilton Hines. Hilton, nice grab of the pass. Gets a screen from Heinen, will drive, gets contact, count it. She's fouled. Boy, a late whistle. I didn't think they were going to call the bump there. And Hilton, that was a tough pass. a tough shot because she took quite a bit of contact, but Hilton Hines having a big second half. And Huron back up 21-58-37. Mack with the foul, her third, and one free throw for Hilton Hines. Got it. And the Huron Tigers' biggest lead of the game here at 59-37. 4:39 to go in the game. Big contributions all around. The bench came through in the first half with all the foul trouble. The girls have done a good job of managing the fouls here in the second half. High post, the ball deflected. Hilton Hines was saved by Even, then threw it away. But hey, that started with the defense. Hilton Hines deflected the pass by Even, went back to Even. She grabbed it and then threw it behind Smith, all of bounds, out of bounds, and it turns over to Huron. Hilton Hines bringing the ball up. Straight man here by Brookings again. Left side, Davis. Screen from Simmonsma. Davis shuffles it off to Heinen way outside here. Up top, Hilton Hines, baseline. Kind of bumps back up top. Simmonsma, left side, Hampton Hines. Hampton at the key. In the corner, Davis wants to go baseline. An offensive foul on Davis. Forced that in as McClagan tried to take the baseline away. Allie Davis picks up her fourth. So Davis and Simmonsma on the floor with four fouls for Huron. Now just the second team on Huron, so that's the other positive here. Brookings not at the bonus yet. Huron up 22. We're inside of 4 minutes to go in the game. Bobcats into the front court. Out on the left wing, back up top, just working the perimeter. Huron staying in that zone. Brookings using a lot of time here, just passing the ball around the perimeter. Smith on the left side, cross court. McClagan wants three. Got it. Sloan McClagan, her first field goal of the game. She's got five. And Brookings pulls back within 19, 59-40 Huron with 3.5 minutes to go in the game. Right side, Hampton Hines. Hampton will drive, bump into Ward. Off balance shot, no good. Some contact. Hampton wanted the call, didn't get it. Here comes Brookings, try to cut the lead a little more. Ward into the paint. Outside left side, McClagan can't get the three off. High post, Even. Even will shoot from the free throw line. Got it. Macy Even with the bucket. She's in double figures with 10, and we have a timeout on the floor. 3:01 to go in the game, 59-42 Huron. Timeout 1 minute on Dakota Sports, Tiger 95.
Heavy demand on your child's eyes and vision. Make sure your child has an annual back-to-school comprehensive eye exam. A child's physical development, academic, and athletic performance are all largely dependent on their vision. As children grow older, their eyes grow too. 80% of everything a child learns is through their visual pathways, so unnoticed visual problems can impact a child's capacity to learn. Don't put off your child's eye exam. Schedule an appointment with Dr. Kyle Porish today.
Hi, I am Tyson Lean. As a college wrestler, I push my body to the limit every day. But after a few injuries, I started to feel like I wasn't performing at my best. That's when I turned to Carr Chiropractic and their team of experts. Through a combination of adjustments, rehab, and natural supplements, I was able to recover faster, reduce my pain, and improve my overall performance on the mat. Whether you're an athlete or just looking to improve your health, I highly recommend giving Carr Chiropractic a try.
Dakota Sports, KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
3:01 to go in the game. I'm Jeff Duffy here in Brookings. Here on 59, Brookings 42. Brookings down to one timeout left. Cody Kaufman has yet to use one for the Tigers. Inbounds to Hilton Hines. She's trapped in the backcourt. Now Davis lost the ball. Picked up by Even. Even Twins goes to the hoop. Missed the shot. And little Maddie Juergens with the rebound. She loses it. And a foul going to go on Hilton Hines. Brookings being very aggressive with the pressure now. And Brookings will have a chance to shoot from the line. It'll be Amari Ward to shoot to her. First trip to the line. Has 5 points in the game. The foul on Hilton Hines is her third and the third team on Huron. Two shots here, Amari Ward. First one is good. Brookings has made their free throws tonight. They were 9 of 10 in the first half, and now I guess they have missed three here in the fourth quarter. Rebound, Heinen off the miss. Triple team on dangerous pass, knocked away, and foul going to go on Brookings. McClagan wanted that call but didn't get it. But again, Brookings is being very aggressive. And I thought they called a foul. Yep, they do. So Huron should be shooting free throws. Shoot free throws. Go down to the other end. There we go. Now they figured it out. It'll be Allie Davis, I think, to the line, or is it Hampton Hines? It must be Hampton. The foul on Brookings, Kimber Byes, that's her fourth. And at the line to shoot two is Hampton Hines. Five threes tonight at three in the first quarter. First free throw of the game, and it's good for Hampton. That breaks the 5-0 run by Brookings, I believe. Huron goes up 60-43, back up by 17. 2:43 to go in the game. Second shot for Hines is good. Nailed them both. Three girls, though, in double figures for Huron. That's what Kaufman wants to see. More girls involved in the offense. Lob to Burns, low post against Heinen. Kick out. Ball deflected. Smith catches it. She'll go into the paint and strip, but a foul going to go on Heinen. That was Schmidt just kind of forcing Huron's hand. I'm going to drive hard to the hoop. Either they're going to call me for a foul or they're going to call you for a foul. And Heinen got caught with getting the... And it was a foul. Don't get me wrong there. It was a reach. Third foul on Lizzie. Now both teams will be the bonus the rest of the way. Logan Schmidt, free throw is good. This is Logan's first two free throws of the game. She's got a dozen. I believe that leads Brookings in scoring. 61-44 with 2.5 minutes to go. Huron up 17 and a free throw pending for Smith. In and out, no good. And boy, even got away with a push-off rebound. Davis up ahead. Hilton Hines. Hilton waits. Now we'll bring it up against Smith into the front court. Huron can set up the offense. Top of the key. Looking left. Juergens on the wing. Maddie, couple of dribbles into the paint. Hand off to Hampton Hines. Now Hilton. Back it out. Hilton on the drive has a lane scoop shot for two. The middle of the lane open, wide open. A big second half for Hilton Hines. And here on back up 19, 63-40. Pick up the points here when they get a chance. Down low, even posting up on Davis and almost lost the ball. Stripped by Juergens and picked up by Hines. But then Hines and Simmons got tangled up, picked up. And Brookings throws it away. McClagan was lobbing it to Even, and Even was open but didn't even see the ball coming. And the ball will turn over to the Huron Tigers. 13 points in the second half. Hilton Hines, she's getting double-teamed. Byes kind of took a kick at her there, it looked like. Hines in the front court, up ahead, Juergens. Now Hampton Hines on the right wing just stands there. Had a wide-open three, but at this point you want to run clock. So we're inside of a minute and a half to go in the game, and Huron up 19, looking for that first win of the season. Juergens on the outside, and again, Huron using the clock. And Ward will get called for a foul, try to get the steal. And that will put Allie Davis to the line to shoot two. Allie with 7 points tonight. There's been contributions up and down the lineup by this Tiger team. Good contributions from the bench. Again, when a coach has not used a timeout at all, you can tell he is satisfied with how the team is playing tonight. Allie Davis knocks down the first free throw. She has 8. Minute 17 to go. Huron up 20, 64-44. One more shot, and Davis, true. 21-point lead here on minute 15 to go in the game. Brookings into the front court. Huron going to bring a couple of subs in here at the next whistle. So we hit 1 minute to go in the game. Huron on their way to the victory. Left side Byes. Back up top, McClagan. Feeds baseline. New girl in there for Brookings. We'll pick that up. Ball tipped, but controlled in the corner by Ward. 8 seconds on the shot clock. So this, even if Brookings scores, this is working well for Huron. Ward drives. 3-4, even, short, no good, and another rebound for Heinen. A whole bunch of girls ready to come in, and they whistle it dead just so they can. So Kiki Eaglestar going to come in for the first time for Huron. Jaylee Noyes back in, Tatum Peterson in. Chloe Carr, I guess she had a quarter or two left, so Chloe Carr will be able to play out the final 33 seconds here as the Tigers will notch their first win of the season. I think that was a timeout. I think officially a timeout by Kaufman and just, yeah, it was, just to get the subs in. Peterson in the middle. Now Juergens right side. Maddie will go baseline. Flip back to Peterson. Low post inside the car. Left-handed baby hook. No good. Rebound for Brookings. 12 seconds to go. Maybe will be the final possession of the game. On the baseline and the ball bobbled by Byes. Huron will get it with 6.7 seconds to go. Just inbound it. Let the clock run. I think that's, yep, Brookings is pulling off the press, so Juergens can just walk the ball up, and the Huron Tigers pick up their first win of the season. The final, Huron 65, Brookings 44. We'll take a two-minute timeout, do a very brief Gary Zell Auto Glass postgame, then get right to our pregame for the boys' game coming up. 2 minutes on Dakota Sports, Tiger 95.
Nordby Center for Recreation in Huron is your ultimate destination for fun and fitness. Challenge yourself and get fit with a fitness class that fits your schedule. The Nordby Center offers water classes, weight and cardio classes, bicycle spin classes, and more. Group fitness classes are led by the Nordby Center's expert instructors. Sign up for a fitness class today. The Nordby Center for Recreation, where the fun never ends.
Ryan Sanger Restaurant and Ace Lounge is hiring cooks, bartenders, servers, hostesses, and dishwashers. It's a great opportunity. You could work full-time, part-time, make extra money, and big tips. Apply in person at Ryan Sanger Restaurant and Ace Lounge or online at hangerrestaurantandlounge.com. Join the team at Ryan Sanger Restaurant and Ace Lounge. Apply in person or at hangerrestaurantandlounge.com.
Shane Hartman here at Hartman Physical Therapy. I'd like to welcome you to visit our clinic at 2297 Kansas Avenue Southeast in Huron. We provide the care you need for orthopedics, sports injuries, spinal issues, arthritic conditions, and work-related injuries. Our licensed staff will assess the problem, provide the rehab, and get you on the road to recovery. Wishing all area athletes a healthy and successful season. Hartman Physical Therapy, restoring health through thoughtful patient care.
Gary Zell Auto Glass is a proud supporter of Huron High School Sports and the Tiger Postgame Show. Gary and Michael Zell offer mobile glass replacement of windshields, door glass, cars and trucks, even tractor cabs on site. Gary Zell Auto Glass does chip repairs, and they process all insurance paperwork. Call 352-0836 or toll free 1-888-852-0355. Gary Zell Auto Glass in Huron.
The Huron Tiger postgame report on Tiger 95 is brought to you by Gary Zell Auto Glass. Here's the voice of the Tigers, Jeff Duffy.
Huron Tiger girls notch one in the win column, first win of the season. They lead it, I believe, wire to wire. I know it was 2-2, and then after that, Huron went up 9-2 and never trailed. Brookings got it down to 6 late in the second quarter, but I don't think they ever got it inside of 9, closer to the 9 points in the second half, and Huron pulls away to win it, 65-44. Brookings 0-2 on the season. Two in double figures, Logan Smith with 12 points, Macy even added 10. 6 points, Amari Ward, 5 for Sloan McLagan, 4 for Tess Burns, 3 for Brindley Mack, 3 for Lily Thompson, and 2 for Kimber Byes. Huron Tigers 1-2 on the season, 19 from Hampton Hines, 15 from Hilton Hines and Lizzie Heinen, 9 for Allie Davis, almost 4 in double figures. And again, that's the balance that Coach Kaufman looking for. Tatum Peterson off the bench, she ended up with 4 points but played a lot of minutes due to the foul trouble and did not hurt the Tigers. Tatum, a key role in this as well. As Huron never did foul anybody out, and you wouldn't think that would have happened the way things were going in the first half. So the Tigers played with their head in the second half, didn't get any silly fouls that maybe they were getting in the first half, and that contributed to the victory. Huron shot the ball well tonight, 58% in the first half, 50% in the second half. For the game, 54%, 21 of 39. Brookings 13 of 40 for about 32.5%. Here on 17 of 24 from the free throw line, Brookings 13 of 18. And those are the quick stats here on the Gary Zell Autoglass postgame. Hey, we'll just do a quick postgame here. We'll talk to Coach Kaufman at halftime and pick that First National Bank player of the game as well. We have to get ready to go with the boys' game. Both teams are 0-1, losing Friday night. Brookings on the road at Watertown, here on at home with Mitchell. Brookings, a new coach, Mike McCarty. He's a Sioux Falls O'Gorman graduate. I remember him, pretty good ball player in high school, went on to play at Black Hills State in college. He's been, I believe he said, Gillette, Wyoming the last 13 years, wanted to move closer to home. Brookings opened up and thought, let's make the trip back. And he is taking over as head coach for the Bobcats. Tim Budney, of course, head coach of the Tigers. Both coaches coming up as we get into our pregame report for Game 2 on Dakota Sports, Tiger 95.
Contact your local Wilbur Ellis specialist today to find out how to maximize your return on investment. Wilbur Ellis wishes all area high school athletes the best of luck this season.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Back here in Brookings, getting set for our doubleheader. Second half of the double dip with the boys here on Tigers and Brookings Bobcats. Mike McCarty, new coach, head coach here in Brookings. Mike, a little bit of your background. I thought I recognized your name. You're an O'Gorman guy, grew up here. We're in Wyoming a little bit. Now you're back.
Yes. So, yeah, coming back to the old stomping grounds. I grew up, in Sioux Falls. Graduated O'Gorman in 1998. Went to college out in Black Hills in Spearfish, and then past 14 years been out in Gillette, Wyoming, teaching and coaching basketball out there.
So we come back to Brookings now, and you know, you're the third coach in 3 years now for Brookings, but I'm sure you got to, had to just do a lot of summer work, kind of see where you're at, I suppose.
Yes, it's definitely a transition. You know, some of these guys that have been here and played here for a number of years, have had a lot of transition, and like I said, three different coaches in 3 years. There's a lot of different systems and that, but we put some work in this summer, try to get some things built from the ground up, and still trying to get to know the guys and understand what their strengths and areas to work on are, and just kind of taking it one day at a time and try to improve a little bit each day.
Well, one game under your belt, you went up to Watertown, lost by I believe 11, and really probably a learning experience for everybody.
Yes, absolutely. We got a lot of guys that hadn't played a whole lot of varsity. We had a few guys that have, but definitely a new group and trying to build some of that chemistry and kind of learn how some of those pieces work together. It's definitely a work in progress, and early season basketball, there's a lot of things that we still need to improve on and execute how we would like to, but we're just trying to take it a day at a time, like we said, and try to improve a little bit each day.
And here on Tigers come in, they have one game under their belt, and I'm sure you got a scouting report gathered for your own, but you're still kind of working on that Brookings scouting report.
Yes, absolutely. So, still trying to get to know my own guys, let alone all the guys on the other teams around the state. And familiar with a lot of these teams and some of the coaches. Coach Boonhagen's been there in Huron for a long, long time. I coached in Spearfish in the early 2000s, and, he was coaching for the boys back then, so... definitely some background there, but just trying to take, all the information that we can, and learn from that and, try to, utilize that for our guys the best that we can.
Mike McCarty, head coach of Brookings. We'll take a break. 1 minute, 1 minute on Dakota Sports.
Bettering yourself? Or pursuing a degree? Huron Community Campus offers in-person classes at just $40 per credit hour plus fees. HCC offers courses through Northern State University, offering quality education at an exceptional value. To learn more, call Huron Community Campus at 605-353-8518. That's 605-353-8518.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV are your home for Huron Tiger Sports.
Continue our pregame report as we get set for our boys' game now. Back half of the doubleheader here on Tigers, Brookings Bobcats. Both teams come in at 0-1. Talking with Huron Tiger head coach Tim Buddenhagen. Tigers kind of got things got away from you a bit in the third quarter. It shows some good fight there for the most part, though. Boys' learning experience. They kind of forget sometimes we are still kind of young.
Yeah, we went through two droughts, one in the first half where it was 13-11 in the second quarter, and it stayed that way for 4 minutes. No team scored for 4 minutes, and we weathered that storm. We didn't score for another 148 after that. We weathered that storm. That was Mitchell went on a 5-0 run there. And then the third quarter, which you're alluding to, it was like a 248 drought for us, and that's when they went on their 13-0 run. But in that 248, we missed four threes, one pass shot, got a layup blocked, and turned the ball over. We had the ball total of a minute and 2 seconds in this five possessions. Quick shots lead to something in transition for the other team. Mitchell took advantage of it. I think they were 13 of 18 or something like that, some odd thing in the third quarter, and we were like seven for I don't know, 20. Yeah, it didn't correlate, the time of possession and stuff like that. But everything they got was going to the basket. They only hit 1 3, just like we did in the third quarter. But they got eight deuces and 4 free throws.
So now, you just have to learn from it now. It's just one game in a long season, but hopefully there's a few lessons learned here that can be applied tonight.
Yeah, when there's damage control, what we mean by that is when the other team is going on a little run, then what we need to do is we got to make sure that we get a good shot, which is we got to work the ball around. We got to get somebody on the box, or somebody's got to rip and get to the basket. We did too much north and south dribbling in the third quarter. We didn't rip and get to the basket. We had guys allergic to, posting up. We got to get somebody posting up so their defender has got to guard them. And we did too much standing. So tonight we got to do a better job of moving the basketball on the pass, rip a closeout, and then get somebody on the box so they got to pay attention to them.
Now, Brookings, they come in 0-1 as well, lost to Watertown last Friday. They have a new coach here, basically third new coach in 3 years. It looks like they do have some size, and they're kind of the same way, though, just finding out what combinations work.
Right. The Burns kid in the insides, he's physical, posts up well, seals well. So we're going to put Blake on him to begin with, put a little size on him, see if we can, at least affect his shot. The big kid from Fargo comes in. He does a nice job of floating around the perimeter. He took more threes than he did deuces against Watertown. And then Clark makes him go. I mean, he's ready to shoot when he's open. He wants to get to the rim. He's quick off the bounce. So we're going to have our work cut out with those three. And then they're fairly athletic coming off the bench in the other two starting positions.
Tim Buddenhagen, head coach of the Huron Tigers. Timeout 1 minute. 1 minute on Dakota Sports.
I scream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream. Dairy Queen's ice cream, of course. Get your favorite cool treats at Dairy Queen of Huron. Get a chocolate dipped cone, a dilly bar, hot fudge sundae, or their famous DQ blizzard. And for parties, anniversaries, or any occasion, order a DQ cake or a DQ blizzard cake. Dairy Queen of Huron is open every day of the week. Drive up, carry out, or dine in. Dairy Queen of Huron. Hot eats and cool treats.
Do you know what your cattle are eating? Are they growing like you expect? At Dakota Land Feeds, their experienced feed consultants can help you be sure your cattle are getting everything they need to perform and what will help you increase your bottom line. Let Dakota Land Feeds help formulate the right ration to fit the needs of your cattle, whether you have growing calves, feedlot cattle, yearlings, or beef cows. Dakota Land Feeds has feed consultants across the territory to help serve you.
See your local Dakota Land Feeds dealer today.
You're listening to the Huron Tigers on Dakota Sports KIJV.
And back here getting set for our boys tip-off here shortly. Starting lineups, Brookings Bobcats head coach Mike McCarty. First year, third head coach in 3 years now for the Bobcats. They come in at 0-1, lost to Watertown. As Coach Bud just said, that's the guy who runs the show for Brookings. Sam Johnson, a 5'11 senior. Owen Burns, a 6'5 senior. He's a 6'5 load underneath. Griffin Bartles is a 6'3 senior. And Ketch Bior is the transfer from Fargo. He's a 6'8 senior for Brookings. Here on, we'll start Colton McNeil, 5'11 junior. That's the one change in the lineup from last Friday. Gavin Modings, a 6-foot senior. C.J. Gainey, 6'1 senior. Blake Elwine, 6'8 sophomore. And Anderson Porish is a 6'3 freshman. Officials for our game are backed by the South Dakota Attorney General Office, Consumer Affairs Division. Calling our game tonight are Darren Berg, Luke Langner, and M. Morris. Not sure what Morris's first name is, but they are the law on the court. They're backed by the South Dakota Attorney General Office, Consumer Affairs Division. Stuart Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard updating, and the girls' game is final, and Huron winning it 65-44. O'Gorman defeated Roosevelt. Again, these are girls' scores, 58-16. Into the third quarter, Washington 43, Yankton 30. Late in the third quarter, Jefferson, or everything keeps switching on me here. Mitchell's up big on Watertown, 45-18 is the last, that's the end of the third quarter. And Jefferson leads Brandon Valley late in the game, 51-45. It is a final now. Washington 55, Yankton 36. Those are all girls' scores, and that's your Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. Waiting to get the final introductions here. We got one final for boys. Mitchell defeated Watertown, 69-42. Late in the game, Washington 51, Yankton 37. Late in the first half, Roosevelt 21, O'Gorman 8. That is your Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. Here on wearing the road black, orange numbers and letters, orange and white trim. Brookings in their home white and maybe gray or silver numbers. I didn't know that was in the Brookings color scheme. But the numbers and letters, I call it, maybe it's gold. I can't tell from here. I'm old. But gold numbers maybe with red outline and home uniforms anyway, the way you look at it for Brookings. Still in the process of getting the lineups here, and we'll be ready to go shortly. I know I'm way late on this, but it is 17 minutes after 8 o'clock. This is KIJV, AM, FM in Huron. This game was scheduled for 7:30 tip-off, and we're running about 50 minutes late. So both teams in search of their first win. Both teams 0-1 on the season. Huron fell to, lost to Mitchell on Friday, and Brookings lost to Watertown on Friday. Huron had their moments against Mitchell, had a three-point lead a couple minutes in the second half, but a 13-0 run by Brookings, or by Mitchell, put Huron in catch-up mode. And while they did get the lead down to, I believe, 7, and had the ball in the fourth quarter, they never got any closer as Mitchell held on for the win. Elwine will jump for Huron, and Bior will start or will jump for the Brookings Bobcats. Huron coming towards me in the first half. The tip controlled by Elwine to Porish, and our game is underway. C.J. Gainey gets Huron into the front court. Screen set as he goes to the right. Roll left for Elwine. He'll take the long three. Got it! Blake Elwine drains a three on the first shot of the game. Huron up 18 seconds in. Brookings working against the pressure. Johnson throws it away to Elwine and rolls it in. I wouldn't call that a dunk. He was trying to dunk. He ended up rolling it in. But the steal and layup, and Huron up quickly 5-0. In the backcourt, Burns goes cross court. Nice catch over there by Bior. Now Clark will get them into the offense. Left side, Johnson. Here's Bior, backs his way into the paint. Left side, little jump pass there for Bartles. at cross court. Johnson. Johnson looking inside to Burns. Will go underneath and drive. Missed the shot. Rebound. Burns up and in. Elwine had to leave Burns to defend Johnson, and so that left Burns unblocked out. Porish drives into the paint, shoots over Bjor. I think Bjor got a piece of it, blocked shot. The loose ball picked up by Brookings. 5-2 lead here on. We haven't played a minute and a half yet here in the first quarter. On the baseline, Johnson. Johnson gets a screen, pulls up, 10-footer. No good, rebound tipped out of bounds, and here on ball. Early on here, you're on a three and a steal. Waiting for that dunk from Blake Elwine. Long pass comes up ahead, Moding into the front court. Little hesitation, now he'll back it out. Goes baseline McNeil. McNeil has Burns on him, ball kicked out of bounds by Johnson here on run the out of bounds play. Brookings will sub in quickly. Ben Moret comes in replacing Bartles. 6:19 to go in the first quarter. McNeil looking to inbound it with Burns on him in the corner. Gainey, CJ will drive the paint, stop at the free throw line, pitch back to McNeil, who gets the ball swatted away and stolen by Johnson. Johnson down the floor all the way for the layup. Steal and layup for Sam Johnson, and Brookings back within one at 5-4 after the quick 5-0 start for Huron. Brookings showing some pressure in the backcourt. Gainey feeds in the middle, Elwine. Elwine stops. Comes right side, Gainey. Wide open three, no good. Long rebound out to Elwine. Backdoor pick, shovel pass to Porish for the layup. Nice assist by Gainey. Gainey doing a good job of moving without the ball and gave his teammate an easy layup. In the corner, Moret gets away from McNeil. Now Clark will set it up for the Bobcats against Moding. Bjor, he'll take a three right wing off the mark. Rebound tipped out, and Gainey will come down with it. And push into the front court. McNeil back up top. Porish wants three. High Archer, no good. Rebound Moding actually took it away from Elwine. Cross court Elwine. He'll pull the trigger on a three right wing, no good. Bjor there with the rebound. So Huron misses on a couple of shots. 7-4, Huron leading. 5 minutes to go in the first quarter. Bjor, the right wing against Porish. Looks like, God, how is that not a travel? But stolen anyway by Moding down the floor, and he'll take it in and get fouled from behind. Offensive foul on McNeil. They say McNeil was screening off Clark, but how do they not call the travel on the other end of the floor as Bjor took about four steps across the lane? Holden Haig comes in for the first time as McNeil goes out. A frustrating call all around for Huron. First foul of the game either way. 4:47 to go, first quarter. Huron showing the pressure in the backcourt. Clark and Burns. Burns will get it across the timeline. Flip to Moret. Moret to Burns and overthrew it, and it goes right in the hands of Haig. Haig off the left side. Elwine will drive the paint, and the ball stripped away and stolen. Bjor with the defensive play. Back comes Brookings. Moret on the right wing. The ball nearly stolen by Gainey, but controlled by Johnson. Johnson goes inside to Burns. Burns backs his way in on Haig. Missed the shot, but a foul on Haig. Height mismatch there, 6-5 against 6-1. And Owen Burns did a line to shoot two. Second foul of the first quarter on Huron, this one on Holden Haig. No fouls on Brookings as of yet. 4:17 to go, first quarter. 7-4 lead Huron. Burns' free throw is good. He's got 3 points. Carson Evans in for the first time for Huron as Moding goes to the bench. Burns waits the second free throw. Second free throw is short. Rebound Elwine. Blake will bring it up himself, up the middle of the floor, drives by Bjor, lost the ball on the way up, and picked out of there by Bjor. Here comes Brookings, Clark will drive, Gainey stays in front of him, kick it back out, Bjor, wide open three, got it. We're tied at 7 on the three ball by Ketch Bjor. Here on working against the pressure, working some momentum here early on. Baseline, it goes to Haig. Haig, a spin move on Burns. Lost his dribble, needs some help, gets it off to Porish. Anderson spins. He'll drive the paint. Back step. Three for Elwine, no good. Offensive board, Porish almost traveled with it. Elwine drives through traffic, missed again. Rebound Burns. Huron missing some very good looks now. Ball deflected by Porish, picked up by Evans. Huron forces the turnover. Right side, Elwine, and a foul going to go on Burns as he caught Elwine with the body. First foul on Burns, first team on Brookings here in the quarter. Been physical, to say the least. 3:22 to go in the first quarter. And Brookings actually up 8-7. I said tied at 7, but it's 8-7 Brookings. My fault on that. Huron will inbound it on the baseline. Moding's back in for Huron. Colton Ogle's in for the first time. Porish in the corner. Has Moret on him. Now Porish isolated. He'll go. Lean in. 10-footer. No good. Fouled from behind. Two free throws for Anderson. Porish just took his guy man-to-man. Help came late. Brookings tried to block it from behind. Moret with the foul. That's his first, second team on Brookings. 8-7. Brookings leading. 3:14 to go. First quarter. Freshman Anderson Porish at the line to shoot two. Free throw is good for Anderson. He's got 3 points. One more shot for Anderson. Tied at 8. 3:14 to go, first quarter in our boys' game. Second shot for Porish is off the mark, and the rebound, Moret, will stay tied at 8. As Clark gets Brookings into the offense, straight man here by Huron. Left side, Moret has it in the corner against Ogle. Will go baseline, kick out up top. Clark fakes the three, steps in, 18-footer is short, and Elwine grabs another rebound. Good look for Clark. Here comes Elwine, driving on Bjor. Gets cut off, back up top, Evans. Now baseline, and the ball knocked away by Bjor. Will stay with Huron, and it tapped it away from behind. Huron will inbound it on the baseline. 2:43 to go, first quarter, tied at 8. Girls game here. Inbounds, comes outside to Ogle. Evans pops out on the left wing, needs some help. Porish outside. Porish dribbles up to the top of the key, finds Evans on the left wing. Evans on the dribble, free throw line. Looks for the cut, open. Nope, I thought, now Moding does take the three, thought about it. Rebound, and Bjor going to take it away from Ogle. I think Gavin just needed to pull the trigger on that. He had the open look, thought about it too much. Brookings will drive baseline, almost travel, and almost threw it away. Brookings saves it. Moret wants three. Got it. Ben Moret with the three. Brookings goes up 11-8. New guy in there for Brookings, I believe. Nathan Smith, a senior on the floor. Huron needs a bucket. Ogle will start to drive. Pull up. 15-footer blocked by Bjor, and Brookings right now with all the momentum. Baseline, kick out three, no good. Rebound though, Bjor is put back, no good. And there with the rebound is Blake Elwine. Blake's had a lot of rebounds already. Elwine on the drive, and a blocking call going to go on Brookings. Elwine looks like he took a hit in the chops on it as well. And Elwine will go to the line for two. Brookings also has Brody McCarty. I didn't ask, but I assume that's the son of the coach. Elwine kind of shaking that off as he literally took that one on the chin. Foul was on Smith, his first. Elwine, free throw is no good. One more for the sophomore. Blake with 5 points, scored the first 5 points of the game. Burns back in for Brookings. Bartles back in. Colt McNeil's back in for Huron. 11-8, Brookings leading. One free throw pending here for Blake Elwine. Huron got off to that 5-0 run, but it really struggled to score since. Back into the free throws, good for Elwine. He's got six. 11-9, Huron down two, pressing backcourt. Burns helping bring it up. The big man feeds in the middle. Morette overthrown and picked up by Ogle. Turnover to the Huron Tigers. Evans feeds to McNeil underneath. Can't get the shot off. Ogle wants three right wing. Way off the mark. Burns has the rebound. Back comes Morette on the right side, trying to get it to Burns' baseline. Knocked away by Evans. Last touch by Burns. Well defended by Carson Evans. Hague and Ganey come back in for Huron. Ogle and Evans come off. Starting five are back on the floor now for Huron. I think Brookings came back in with Clark. Brookings still pressing full court. We're getting down to 1 minute to go, first quarter. McNeil into the front court, back up top. Elwine gets a screen from Hague. Elwine drives, pulls up, 15-footer, corner lane, no good. Tapped out, but picked up by Clark. And Clark on the push up the floor all the way. Takes it in, blocked, but a foul going to go on Elwine. He did block it. The block was clean, but there was plenty of body down lower. Two free throws coming up for Clark. First foul of the game on Elwine, third team on Huron. We're down to 49 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Free throw no good for Austin Clark. Remains 11-9 Brookings. 49 seconds to go, first quarter. Brookings up two. Second shot for Clark is good. One out of two. 3-point lead Brookings. And back in Sam Johnson for Brookings as Clark will come out. Brookings sets up their full court pressure off the made free throw. Elwine demoting in the backcourt. Up ahead, Ganey into the front court. They broke that easily. Down low baseline, there's Hague. Shoots over Burns short. Burns made Hague change his shot, but then Hague comes back and gets a steal. In the corner, Moting fakes, drives, layup is good. Nice ball fake by Moting. Made the fake. Got Burns to a bite on it, and the Huron Tigers back within one. Shot clock off, 23 seconds to go here, first quarter. Morette has the ball out on the perimeter. He'll drive, now kick back in the corner, open three, short. Rebound slapped out by Burns, will go out of bounds. It'll be Huron ball with 9.7 seconds to go in the first quarter. Huron trying to score here before the end of the first quarter. Up ahead to Hague. 6.5 seconds to go. Hague drives. Stripped by Burns. And then Ganey runs over Bartles. I don't think Ganey thought Bartles was going to stop. And Ganey picks up a cheap foul, his first, but 1.8 seconds to go. And Brookings will have to go the length of the floor. See what Brookings does. As again, they have to go the length of the floor. Inbounds, and they just won't do anything with it. End of the first quarter. Brookings 12, Huron 11. Timeout 1 minute on Dakota Sports. Tiger 95.
Need a low monthly payment? At Olympic Chevrolet Buick GMC in Huron, it's the least we can do. Leased vehicles mean reduced maintenance costs and tax benefits. Save on a new Buick Encore GX. Lease now only $3.99 a month. Or choose a 2024 Chevy Trax. Lease for only $2.99 a month. Drive home a new GMC 1500 Crew Cab. Lease for $6.42 a month. It's the least we can do. At the new Olympic Chevrolet Buick GMC in Huron. New name. Same great service.
Are you ready for a new era in orthopedic care? HRMC introduces Dr. Kevin Hofer, a proud Huron native, bringing revolutionary orthopedic care to our community. Dr. Hofer offers expertise in robotic-assisted surgery for less pain and a faster recovery. Superior orthopedic care is available locally. Join us in welcoming Dr. Hofer and embracing the future of orthopedics. HRMC, the right care is right here.
You're listening to the Huron Tigers on Dakota Sports KIJV.
Start of the second quarter, Huron or Brookings leading 12-11, and Brookings will have the ball first to begin the second quarter. Bobcats up top with Johnson running the offense this set. Looking for the cut at the high post. Bartles will back his way in. Now cut off by the double team. Back door wide open. Easy layup. Somebody lost Sam Johnson defensively. Back door cut was wide open. Brookings back up 3, 14-11 to start the second quarter. Gainey on the dribble. Brookings straight man. Gainey will drive paint. Go left side Porish. Porish double teamed. Now be guarded closely and gets it back up top. Elwine has Beyer on him. Drive by Elwine to the hoop. Put it up short. Gets his own rebound, but then lost it again. A lot of hot potato going on out there. Brookings up 3 with the ball here at the start of the second quarter. Points have been a little tough to come by thus far. Ball stripped by Moding, but still controlled by Bartles. Bartles on the right wing. New man into the game. That is Tetzloff. He has the ball in the corner. Hooks the pass up and knocked away by Gainey. Race for the ball. Gainey will get it, but can't save it from going out of bounds. Good hustle by CJ, but the ball will stay with Brookings. But shot clock doesn't reset. Or nope, they are going to say reset. They're going to say that Gainey had possession of it. I don't know that I agree with that. No, they are. Okay, they aren't. They are going to keep the shot clock at 10. I do agree with that. Down the floor, here's the drive. Nice wraparound pass catch by Tetzloff. Steps in, forces up the shot, no good. Elwine, another rebound. Blake's had a lot of rebounds here in the first half. Porish on the drive, leans in, pull away. 10-footer is good. Good body control by the freshman, Anderson Porish. And here I'm back within one at 14-13. Work the pressure in the front court. Catch Bjor, gets it across. Now back up top. Reverse it right side, Tetzloff. Sam Johnson, top of the key. The drive by McCarty gets cut off. Open three, Bjor got it again. Can't let the big man stand out there and set his feet. Second three for Catch Bjor. Brookings has their biggest lead of the first half. 4 points, 17-13. Open three, Elwine. Can't get the answer. One shot and out. A quick three again. Rebound by McCarty. McCarty will drive. Baseline cut off by Gainey. Now in the corner. Drive by Johnson. Knocked away, but right to his teammate Tetzloff. Open three at the key. Three is good for Bartles. Brookings, 3 of 4 from the field. A pair of threes, and the Bobcats have a 20-13 lead. 5.5 minutes to go here in the first half. Timeout here on, we'll take a break, 30 seconds on Dakota Sports.
Truly the right home. This is Reg Kleinsasser with the Real Estate Connection. First, can you afford it? Beyond the purchase price, you need to consider utility costs, maintenance costs, and property taxes. All of these factors add to the actual cost of a new home. Does the home meet your needs? Buying a large house when your kids are heading off to college in a few years or paying for a view of the lake when you are hardly home probably doesn't make sense. At the Real Estate Connection, we are dedicated to helping you find a home that meets your needs without breaking your budget. We're ready to help you find the right home today. Give us a call, 352-1300, or visit our website, realestatehuron.com.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV.
And we're back here in Brookings. Trace Wenz in for the first time for Huron. Carson Evans back in for the Tigers as well. As Brookings, a nice little run to start the second quarter, 8-2. Wenz back outside. Evans wants three and got it. Needed that one. Carson Evans, a three off the bench. Needed that one. Huron back within four, 2016. 5:10 to go here in the first half. Moret into the front court, Bjor. Bjor, a couple of dribbles again, almost traveled with it. Back up top, Johnson running the point for Brookings. Pop out right side, Clark open three, and Brookings hitting the threes. Clark with the three. Brookings 4 of 5 from the field, and 3 of the 4 made shots have been threes. They're up 23-16. Porish has the ball stripped away. It's stolen by Johnson. Johnson in the front court. Gainey went for the steal, didn't get it. Moret. Wide open three. That one too strong. Rebound on the floor. We have a jumbo picked up by Clark. His free throw line jumper won't go. Porish with the rebound. Boy, Ed, hold your breath there. That was a couple of good looks for Brookings. Did not get him to go. Ganey, nice drive to the hoop. Hard for two. Shot right over Tetzloff. Ganey, his first bucket of the game, 23-18. The lead at 5 for Brookings, 4:12 to go here in the first half. You're on in that loose pressure. Brookings gets it into the front court. Clark gives to Moret on the left side. Ball deflected and picked off. It was deflected by Porish, picked up by Ganey. Bounce pass, Moting running the floor for the layup. That's how you run a 2-on-2 fast break. Moting his second bucket. Here on back within 3, 23-20. Started with the defensive play by Porish. Brookings into the front court. Huron still looking to trap some on the perimeter. Clark. Clark, a couple of dribbles. Here's the cut. Moret to the hoop. Blocked by Evans. Ball on the floor. We're going to end up with a jump ball. Possession. Huron Tigers. Huron getting some good minutes from a couple of guys off the bench. Elwine going to check back in. Replace Moting in the four Brookings. Nathan Smith, he played a little in the first quarter. Now Holden Haig checks in as Wenz comes out. Wenz looks like he might be hobbling a bit coming off the floor. 3.5 minutes to go, first quarter. Brookings 23, here on 20. Left side, Haig looking to post up Porish. Not there. Left side, now they do post up Elwine. Give and go to Ganey, again giving up the play. It was a post up to Elwine, and then Ganey just moved without the ball, got a layup out of it, and Huron's back within one. 6-0 run Huron. Trap on the sideline, and we have a timeout, Brookings. Or is it? No, it was not a timeout, Brookings. They just called Brookings out of bounds. McCarty was trying to get a timeout, but the trap on the sideline, and the Brookings player stepped out of bounds, and just like that, Huron a chance to take the lead. We're down 7 just a few moments ago. Evans on the outside, lost his dribble, needs some help. Porish comes way outside, goes baseline to Elwine. Elwine backs his way in at the block, double team. Now Haig will drive, forced up a shot, no good. Offensive rebound, Evans can't get it to go. Third try, Elwine short, and the ball knocks around, and Clark comes out with it. Point blank, gotta finish those off. Brookings holds the one-point lead. They work the perimeter, a little spin move, jumper, baseline off the side of the bankboard, but a late whistle and a foul going to go on Huron. Boy, that whistle came after Elwine had the rebound, and Sam Johnson going to go to the free throw line. Boy, that whistle came really late. The shot went off the side of the bankboard. Elwine had the rebound. I thought the whistle was for him coming back in from out of bounds. Elwine picks up his second foul. Free throw is good for Sam Johnson. He has 5 points. One more shot for Johnson. Brookings back up by 2. Ogle back in for Huron. Second free throw short. Rebound, Anderson Porish. Huron down 2 with the ball. 2.5 minutes to go, first half. Porish, top of the key, drives, leans in, off balance, no good. Ball tipped out. Nice tip by Evans. Ogle with it. Evans, top of the key, 3, no good. Rebound tapped out, and Burns will just let the ball go out of bounds. Will belong to Brookings. Now what Burns did there in screening out Evans from the ball is what McNeil got called for in the first half. A little different situation with Ganey driving to the basket, but pretty much the same thing, if that matters. 24-22 Brookings. 2:12 to go here in the first half. Cook bringing the ball up, Moting up on him. Bounce pass left side. Oh, it could have been stolen, but nobody from Huron saw it. Pass goes into the corner to Smith. Left side, Moret. Moret trying to drive on Ogle. Backs his way in, hands it off, Biot. Biot goes baseline. Boy, it looks like he travels. Looks like he took an extra step, but he gets the roller to go. He's got 8. 3 of 4 shooting. 26-22. 3 for Elwine. Answers for the Tigers. Elwine with the 3 ball. He's got 9 to lead Huron in scoring. Back to a 1-point game, and there's Evans with the steal. Hustle play for Evans. Elwine looked underneath, goes to the hoop. He'll get fouled. 2 shots for Elwine. Carson Evans has had a nice impact here in the second quarter. Hit a three when Huron needed one, and he's made some hustle plays for the Tigers off the bench. Two shots now for Elwine. Blake, one of two from the free throw line. The foul is on Burns, his second. Free throw good for Elwine. And Haig in for Evans again. Carson Evans, a nice second quarter here for the Tigers. We're tied at 26. Huron hasn't had the lead much outside of that initial 5-0 run. Don't have it here either as Elwine misses the free throw. Burns with the board. Moret in the front court. He's in the corner, guarded by Elwine. Will go baseline. Too far underneath and stepped out of bounds. Good helping defense. Holden Haig to set that up for the Tigers. And the ball will turn over to the Brookings, or to the Huron Tigers. And again, Huron a chance to get a lead, tied at 26. Huron led 5-0, and Brookings, I think, took the lead by about 8-7. I don't think Huron's led since then. Haig up top, Moting. Left side, Ogle for three. No good. Rebound comes out long and handled by Gainey. Huron can reset the offense. Up top, handed off to Moting at the top of the key. Straight man here by Brookings. Go baseline to Gainey. Cut by Moting. Not there. Haig. Nice ball fake. He'll go underneath. Cut off by the helping defense. Porish will drive. Pull up. 10-footer. Short. Rebound tapped out and controlled by Gainey. Back to Porish. Anderson a 10-footer. That one goes. Good hustle by Huron. Knocking the ball away after Brookings had secured the rebound, and Huron has the lead for the first time since, I believe, 7-6 down the floor underneath. Moret blocked by Porish and picked up by Haig. Haig left side, Ogle, cross court, Moting back up top, Porish. Left side, Gainey fakes left, goes right. Right side, Huron will reset the offense. Shot clock off with 14 seconds to go in the first half. Huron up two. Screen set. Deep three for Gainey. No good. Long rebound out to Moting. Still time to work with. Porish hard to the hoop over Burns. No good. And that will end the first half. Here on a two-point lead at halftime. It's here on 28. Brookings 26. We'll take a timeout here of 2 minutes. Come back and talk to girls coach Cody Kaufman. Tigers a 21-point win to pick up their first win of the season. It's coming up after this timeout. 2 minutes on Dakota Sports.
Is the fully transparent, fully loaded, feel-good energy drink you've been waiting for. No sugar, no artificial colors, epic focus, complete performance. Pick up a can of Ghost Energy distributed by Elwine Brothers at Fair City Foods, Carlson's, Super X, Southside, Freedom, DJ's Travel Center, Lewis Drug, Thunderbird, and Corner Pantries in Huron. Elwine Brothers wishes the Huron Tigers best of luck. Go Tigers! The school year places a heavy demand on your child's eyes and vision. Make sure your child has an annual back-to-school comprehensive eye exam. A child's physical development, academic, and athletic performance are all largely dependent on their vision. As children grow older, their eyes grow too. 80% of everything a child learns is through their visual pathways, so unnoticed visual problems can impact a child's capacity to learn. Don't put off your child's eye exam. Schedule an appointment with Dr. Kyle Porish today.
Hi, I am Tyson Lean. As a college wrestler, I push my body to the limit every day. But after a few injuries, I started to feel like I wasn't performing at my best. That's when I turned to Carr Chiropractic and their team of experts. Through a combination of adjustments, rehab, and natural supplements, I was able to recover faster, reduce my pain, and improve my overall performance on the mat. Whether you're an athlete or just looking to improve your health, I highly recommend giving Carr Chiropractic a try.
The Nordby Center for Recreation in Huron is your ultimate destination for fun and fitness. Challenge yourself and get fit with a fitness class that fits your schedule. The Nordby Center offers water classes, weight and cardio classes, bicycle spin classes, and more. Group fitness classes are led by the Nordby Center's expert instructors. Sign up for a fitness class today. The Nordby Center for Recreation, where the fun never ends.
KIJV is Tiger Radio. It's halftime.
Let's join the voice of the Huron Tigers, Jeff Duffy.
And we are back in Brookings. Huron boys leading at the half here, 28-26. First game of the doubleheader, Tiger girls picked up their first win of the season, pulling away 65-44. Head coach Cody Kaufman joins me now. And Cody, I think after the Mitchell game, you challenged the girls. We got to spread the ball. We got to get more girls involved. Three girls in double figures, almost a fourth. That's exactly what you're looking for.
Yeah, you know, the message after the game of Mitchell, the message yesterday at practice, the message in the locker room tonight was, you know, confidence, trust in one another, play together, play for each other. And that's exactly what we did tonight. I mean, if you see that, first half was, you know, more so our defense and attacking and getting layups and getting open looks. But the second half, when they started pressuring us, we're snapping that ball around, you know, we're getting looks, we're attacking, you know, and everybody was in attack mode. And the girls responded, absolutely. I mean, after a loss like Mitchell, when you're up 20 in the third quarter and you can, you know, and you lose that game, everybody in their right mind has that excuse of, you know, of quitting, of giving up. And that's absolutely what our girls didn't do tonight. So, you know, props off to them for adjusting, you know, making the adjustments, having the confidence in themselves and having the confidence in each other to, you know, to go out and play the game.
And, you know, take a look at the first half. We got ourselves in deep foul trouble. And first things first, Tatum Peterson gave you valuable minutes off the bench. Also, Allison James did as well. Even had to go there a little deeper with Jaylee Noyes and Maddie Juergens. But those girls all picked us up because, boy, I mean, we were in trouble there for a while.
Yeah, and it wasn't by – I didn't play four off the bench tonight because we were in foul trouble. I knew I had to do that. You know, anybody that watched that Mitchell game saw us run out of gas. That's partially, you know, because we didn't play enough kids. Now, it doesn't mean that everybody's got to play 20 minutes, but we got to get breaks at the end of quarters. And we did a better job of that tonight. But you're absolutely right. You know, I don't know that I've ever coached a game where I have two starters, I think, with three fouls in the first half. You know, two with two fouls. So everybody had to step up and do their part, and they did the little things. And I'll look no further than in the first half, Tatum catches the ball out on the left wing, and she drives in. She puts up kind of a crazy shot, which she attacked, and that's what we're asking her to do. And Lizzie gets the offensive rebound and lays it in. If we don't attack that, if we just stand on the wing, if we turn the ball over, if we're looking for Hampton or Hilton to throw them the ball, right, we don't get that shot up, and Lizzie doesn't get that putback, and that's two more points to go on the scoreboard for us. So we got to just be in an attack mode. And attack mode doesn't mean getting the first quick shot we have, but attack mode in my mind means we got to be a threat, and then we got to make things easier for our teammates.
And the second half then, kind of the opposite. The girls that were in trouble, in foul trouble, particularly Hampton, they stayed away from that fourth foul. Now, Kenzie did get hers eventually, but I thought we played a, you know, we adjusted to how it was being called, and then the foul thing kind of went over on the other bench in the second half.
Well, and that was the message at halftime. You let me worry about the fouls being called. You guys just play the game. They're going to call... You know, they're going to call it tighter, then we got to adjust to it. And we did a great job of that. You're absolutely right. We didn't really have to sub for foul trouble in the second half. Kenzie picked up her fourth, but that was, I think, 5-6 minutes left in the fourth quarter. So we are all right. I mean, but again, everybody had that confidence when they stepped on the floor tonight that they could do what we were asking of them. So it wasn't as big of a deal, you know, subbing girls in because they had the confidence to do what they're capable of.
First National Make player of the game, we go with Lizzie Heinen. I know you challenged her after the Mitchell game. We need more out of you offensively. And I'm not even talking about the rebounds. I didn't see the final rebounds, but I know she was at 6 or 7 at one point. Had some block shots as well, but she was staying close to the basket. The girls were finding her. She has her best game as a Huron Tiger basketball player tonight. And when you're 6'1", I don't care how tired everybody else is, you're still going to be 6'1".
Yeah, you know, and she came over before the game, and I just told her, I said, Lizzie, I said, there's no confidence loss here. You keep doing what you're doing. These shots are going to fall. You keep working hard. Things are going to turn around. And she responded to it, right? And that's what everybody did tonight on our team. We had one day of practice to get ready for Brookings, and everybody responded, and Lizzie did in a huge way. I can't be exact on this, but I know she had more points tonight than she did the first two games, and I'm going to be willing to bet she probably had more rebounds tonight than she did in the first two games. You know, and tonight, Brookings had some size, so it was just a matter of want to and going and getting. But also, again, I sound like a broken record here, but having confidence in yourself, having confidence in your teammates, and just going out there and competing for one another.
Well, there we got notched that first win. We're at 1-2. With a little luck, could have been at least 2-1, if not 3-0. But it is what it is. The Rapid City schools come in this weekend. That back-to-back, always difficult. But most important one is the first one on Friday.
Yeah, you know, again, there's no turnaround. Or there's a quick turnaround, right? 2 days of practice, and then we get Rapid City Central coming in. And we got to be ready to go. You know, this is third game at the arena. We got to find a way to get a W at home. And, you know, with hopefully with some building some confidence and some trust in one another, we can turn around and have another performance like this Friday night.
Cody Kaufman, head coach here on Tiger Girls. Girls win 65-44 to notch their first win of the season. Quick timeout, 1 minute. We'll run down the stats, get ready for our second half of the boys with Huron leading 28-26. 1 minute on Dakota Sports.
Ace Lounge is hiring cooks, bartenders, servers, hostesses, and dishwashers. It's a great opportunity. You could work full-time, part-time, make extra money, and big tips. Apply in person at Ryan's Hangar Restaurant and Ace Lounge or online at hangarrestaurantandlounge.com. Join the team at Ryan's Hangar Restaurant and Ace Lounge. Apply in person or at hangarrestaurantandlounge.com.
Shane Hartman here at Hartman Physical Therapy. I'd like to welcome you to visit orthopedics, sports injuries, spinal issues, arthritic conditions, and work-related injuries. Our licensed staff will assess the problem, provide the rehab, and get you on the road to recovery. Wishing all area athletes a healthy and successful season. Hartman Physical Therapy, restoring health through thoughtful patient care.
You're listening to the Huron Tigers on Dakota Sports KIJV.
And we're back in Brookings. Quick rundown of the scoring for our boys' game. Brookings got 8 points from Ketch Bior, 5 points Sam Johnson, 4 for Austin Clark, 3 for Griffin Bartles and Ben Moret. For the Huron Tigers, 10 Blake Elwine, 7 Anderson Porish, 4 apiece Gavin Moaning, C.J. Gainey, and 3 for Carson Evans. Shooting in the first half, I had Huron 11 of 32, about 35%. Brookings 9 of 16, about 54%, but Huron twice as many shots from the field than Huron in the first half. Free throw shooting was about even. In fact, it was even. Both teams went 3 of 6 from the free throw line in the first half, but Huron on my shot chart, it's not official, but I do like to think that I'm at least close by on things, and twice as many shots in the first half. Brookings goes inside. Burns blocked by Gainey. And they're going to be picked out of there by Huron. But then Huron throws it away. So Gainey the block on Burns. But Huron just turns it right back over. Open 18-footer. No good. Johnson and Gainey there with the rebound. So a couple of missed shots here to start the second half for Brookings. Down the floor and McNeil hits the deck. Foul going to go on Brookings. That's on Burns. It'd be his third. Brookings doesn't like the call. I think it's actually on Bartles. Yep, it's on Bartles, his first. But in the act of shooting, and Colton McNeil at the line to shoot too, has not scored, has not shot the ball before right now. We're just at the start of the second half. Shot is up and good for McNeil. Here on a three-point lead. One more shot for the junior, Colt McNeil. Knocked them both down, and here on up 4, 30-26. Brookings was up 23-16 back in the second quarter, so 14-3 run since then for Huron. That started on the Evans three-point shot. Brookings into the front court. They'll set it up. Little spin move, Johnson flips it back on the left side, Bior. Working the perimeter, Gainey goes for the steal, but Brookings stays with it. Double team up top, Burns. He's going to drive, go right by Porish, but miss the bunny. And Porish, a nice rebound. That's one Burns would like to have back because they pretty much gave it to him. McNeil, Elwine in the corner, Bior out on him. pulls the trigger for three. No good. Burns with the rebound. Into the front court, Brookings trailing by four, and a blocking call going to go on Moding. And the call comes right as Clark lost the ball out of bounds. Moding picks up his first. There's one team foul apiece here in the third quarter. 6:41 to go in the third. And here on leading Brookings, 30-26. In the corner, nice fake Johnson. He'll go to the hoop. Blocked by Elwine, and he comes down with the ball as well. Elwine leads the break down the floor. Lost it on the way, saved in, but Brookings gets it off the turnover, and here comes Brookings on the run. Johnson weaves through traffic, and a blocking call, I think, going to go on Moding. Gavin Moding will pick up his second foul, both here in the third quarter. Second team on Huron. Brookings will run the out-of-bounds play on the baseline. Inbounds goes on the baseline, knocked away by McNeil. McNeil lobbied that it was last touched by Bartles, but doesn't win the argument. And it'll be Brookings on the inbounds in front of their bench. Near side of the floor if you're watching on our YouTube feed, and that's here on SDSports.com. Or, excuse me, here on SD Sports on YouTube. Little turnaround shot, no good. Porish with the board as Johnson couldn't convert. Brookings 0 for 4 from the field. Here's Elwine on the push. Kick out 3. Nope. Moding going to pass it up. Swinging around left side. McNeil, he'll go with the scoop, and Bjor made him change the shot. Down the floor comes Brookings. Nice catch by Bartles. Now he'll turn, shoot the 3. It's short, and Moding will step in with the rebound. Nobody can hit a shot here to start the second half. We've had 2 free throws and over 2 minutes of play here in the third quarter. Remember, Huron kind of went into a slog in the third quarter against Mitchell on a Friday. Gainey top the key. Elwine right side. Bjor on him. He'll drive on Bjor. Go underneath. Reverse layup for 2. Pretty drive. Finish it off. A dozen for Elwine. Huron up 32-26. Timeout Brookings. Huron leads by 6. 5:23 to go. Third quarter. We'll take a timeout here of 1 minute on Dakota Sports, Tiger 95.
Review with Blaine Anderson of Farmers Union Insurance. Auto, home, farm, life, and business. Become a satisfied policyholder with Farmers Union Insurance. Farmers Union Insurance, Blaine Anderson. 1835 Arizona Avenue, Southwest in Huron.
Looking for personalized apparel such as T-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, hoodies, jackets? PB Sports, of course. How about signs, logos, and vinyl graphics at Pop? PB Sports, of course. Proud sponsor of the Tigers, PB Sports, downtown Huron. For a great meal, count on the Scoreboard on 3rd Street in downtown Huron. Check out their menu at their website, www.scoreboardhuron.com. The Scoreboard, 3rd Street, downtown Huron.
Ensure that essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in South Dakota. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the SDHSAA and the South Dakota Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Dakota Sports, KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
We are back in Brookings here on up 32-26. Remember, Brookings had a 23-16 lead. I think that was about midway through the second quarter. Since then, here on a 16-3 run. McCarty uses his first timeout. Brookings with the ball. Up top, Moret back into the game now for the Bobcats. Comes right side Clark. Pitches in the corner to McCarty. Brookings working the perimeter. They're trying to go inside to Burns. Evans in for Huron right now, and he's got the defensive assignment on Burns. Biot, free throw line, kicks back up top to Clark. Left side, open 3-4. Clark got it. Boy, a good quick release there. Moding got there just a hair late, and Clark made him pay. 7 for Clark. Brookings gets their first points of the second half. It's 32-29. Huron, 4:42 to go, third quarter. Off to the right side, Elwine. Elwine cleared out now against Bjor. He'll go underneath the basket again. Fake up, and Bjor got a hand on it and blocks it. Up the floor comes Clark. Moret, wide open, 3. No good, and Elwine with the board. Elwine's had a good night rebounding the ball. He's in the front court, drives again, backs his way on Bior with the left hand, gets fouled. Two shots coming up for Blake Elwine. The Tigers see they feel they got a good matchup if Elwine's going one-on-one with Bior, but give Ketch credit. He's made a couple of spots off of that. Two shots coming up for Elwine. He's got a dozen in the game. 2 of 4 from the free throw line. Down to 4:12 to go, third quarter. First free throw off the mark. No good. Both teams have two team fouls. Bergen Tetzloff in, Burns out for Brookings. As Elwine awaits the second free throw, Huron has not shot the free throws well. Neither team has shot the free throws well tonight. Elwine does convert the second. He's got a baker's dozen, 13. Huron up 4, 33-29. 4:10 to go here in the third quarter. Ball knocked away. There's the steal by Ganey and takes it in. Missed the layup. Ball slapped away from Bior. Now he's trapped in the backcourt. Clark gets it. Now Clark is double teamed and a foul goes on Huron. Huron not happy because there was not a foul called on Clark as Ganey went in for the layup. And then in the scramble for the ball, Huron tries to trap and they do get called for a foul. And it's Ganey that's whistled for the foul. His second, third team on Huron. Huron up 33-29. Huron's had some opportunities to extend the lead. Haven't taken advantage. Moret on the right side. Back up top, Clark. Hands it off. McCarty, a deep three. Too strong. Rebound slapped right to Porish. Brookings struggling shooting the ball right now. Here's the drive. Porish hard to the hoop. Little turnaround. Rolls off the rim. Rebound, and Tetzloff took it away from Ogle. Again, another good look for Huron, but does not drop. Still a four-point lead Huron. 3.5 minutes to go, third quarter. 5 minutes after 9 o'clock. KIJV, AM-FM Huron. McCarty brings it back up to the top of the key. Drives to the left, has a lane. Now kicks out in the corner. Moret fakes. He'll go to the hoop, shoot over Ogle. In and out. And Porish with the rebound. Down the floor. Evans, nice catch. Comes back cross-court to Porish. Porish drives into the paint and got blocked. Is that a travel? It is. Not sure if it was Bior or Moret, but somebody got a hand on the ball as Porish went up. Jump ball gives the ball back to Brookings. Boy, Huron's had opportunities here to open up a lead and have failed to do so. Moting in, Ganey out for Huron. I believe Nathan Smith is back in for Brookings. 2:58 to go, third quarter. Huron 33, Brookings 29. Neither team's been able to get a lot going on offense here in the third quarter. Huron's got to feel like they should have a bigger lead, and Brookings happy they're only down by 4. McCarty up top, dribbles off to the left, flips in the corner. Ball goes to Clark. He'll get by Ogle, hard to the hoop, high off the glass for 2. Over Elwine, that was a tough shot for Clark. He's got 9. Brookings back within 2. Lob underneath Evans. For the layup, nice lob, Elwine to Evans. Carson has 5. 35-31, Huron. Pressed by Huron in the backcourt. Almost a travel, but they do get Ross. Bior down the floor, gets it to Smith. Wide open underneath for the layup. Huron got caught cheating up a little bit too much on the press. Nathan Smith, his first bucket. Back to a two-point game, 35-33, Huron. Moting. Cole Ogle in the corner, no good. Rebound underneath for Brookings. Into the front court. Bobcats a chance to tie or even take the lead. There's the chance to lead, but blocked. Porish got a hand on the shot there by Bior. Brookings thought it was a foul, but they haven't been called for that either. And back comes Huron, up 2 with the ball. Minute 40 to go, third quarter. Moting up right side. Evans, corner of the lane. On the baseline, it goes to Elwine. Elwine backs his way in. Through the double team, lost the ball on the way up. And Brookings clears it with a minute 24 to go. Into the front court, steal by Ogle. Down the floor, he'll take it in. And miss the layup. Elwine with the rebound. Ogle will put it up and in. I mean, it was an uncontested layup, but Elwine hustling back did get the rebound, and Ogle got it on the second try. Huron up 37-33. Tetzloff gets it up ahead. Here comes Smith again through a double team. Forced up a shot. No good. Rebound Huron. Moting a little wild with the dribble. Gets it in the front court. Porish driving on Tetzloff. Little crossover, hard to the hoop. Left-hand scoop for two. Nice drive by the freshman, Pori. She's got nine. Huron going to use a timeout. Huron stretches the lead to six. I believe the biggest lead of the game for Huron at 39-33. 44 seconds to go, third quarter. Timeout, 30 seconds, 30 on Dakota Sports.
Provider of innovative solutions in plant protection, plant nutrition, and field technology. They offer premier products and one-on-one relationships with local field experts to help their customers grow. Wilbur Ellis is committed to bringing you and your operation new and innovative ideas. Contact your local Wilbur Ellis specialist today to find out how to maximize your return on investment. Wilbur Ellis wishes all area high school athletes the best of luck this season.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV.
44 seconds to go in the third quarter. Huron 39, Brookings 33. Nice little run here by Huron to get the lead up to six. Again, I believe this is the biggest lead for Huron tonight. Brookings had that seven-point lead in the second quarter, but Huron rallied. Ganey and Haig back on the floor. McNeil back on the floor for Huron. Off the timeout, only Elwine and Moding remain on the floor. Huron has used both 30-second timeouts. Brookings breaks the press in their front court. Smith on the right side against McNeil. Behind the back, now still dribbling it back. McNeil stays with him. Gets up close and throws the ball away. I think Smith was flirting with a five-second count. He tried to lob it. It went right between Johnson and Clark. Neither one could grab it. Shot clock is off with 30 seconds to go in the third quarter. We'll see if Huron looks to hold it for one shot. Into the front court. Ganey being picked up out there by Johnson. Straight man here by Brookings. Now handed off to Moding. Huron will hold it for one if they can. Now Elwine pops out. Bjor out on him. 13, 12 seconds to go. Third quarter. Now Ganey again up top. Huron will go into the offense. Hand it back to Moding. Moding shovels to Elwine. Elwine to the hoop. Splits the double team and draws contact. He'll go to the line for two. 2.5 seconds to go here in the third quarter. 39-33, Brookings. Or 39-33, Huron, excuse me. And Blake Elwine will try to add to it before the end of the third quarter. First free throw is good for Elwine. The foul was on Bjor, his first. And Huron stretches the lead to 7, 40-33. One more shot for sophomore Blake Elwine. He leads all scorers with 14 points. Make it 15 as he converts both free throws. Ogle will come in for Elwine, I believe. Again, 2.5 seconds to go. We'll see if Brookings tries to send it all the way down to the other end of the floor. Huron pressing full court. Get it in. Now just let him dribble. Here's the long shot at the buzzer. No good. We head to the fourth. Huron up 8, 41-33. We'll take a timeout. 1 minute. 1 minute on Dakota Sports.
Bettering yourself? Or pursuing a degree? Huron Community Campus offers in-person classes at just $40 per credit hour plus fees. HCC offers courses through Northern State University, offering quality education at an exceptional value. To learn more, call Huron Community Campus at 605-353-8518. That's 605-353-8518.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Back here in Brookings, start the fourth quarter. Huron an eight-point lead at 41-33. Brookings 3 of 13 from the field. Huron 4 of 10. And Huron was 5 of 6 from the free throw line. Brookings did not go to the free throw line. And Huron the eight-point lead and the ball to start the fourth quarter. Moting with the ball, left side. Gets in the corner, long three for Elwine is short. Offensive rebound, put back, there's Pori. She's in double figures with 11 here on biggest lead of the game, either team. 43-33 to start the fourth quarter. Long pass comes up ahead, nice catch by Moret. Flips back in the corner, three for Johnson. No good, rebound, Porish took it away from Burns. Porish in the front court, gives to Elwine. Gainey thought about the three, goes inside, nice give and go, count it. Elwine's fouled, what a play, what a pass by Gainey. Little give and go between Gainey and Elwine. And Blake has a chance for the old-fashioned three-point play and a big-time assist for C.J. Gainey here on up 12. Foul number four on Owen Burns. He's the only guy on either team in any type of foul trouble. And the free throw good for Elwine. Blake was struggling from the free throws. Hit two of five to start, but now he has hit four in a row. Bergen Tetzloff in, Burns out, as here on up 13 now. Scoring the first 5 points of the fourth quarter, 46-33. Pass in the middle, there's another steal. Gainey deflected it, and Moting picked it up. Open three, no good for Elwine. Rebound, and Tetzloff going to come down with it. Maybe a little more patient on that offensive set. Brookings into the front court, and a blocking call going to go on Haig. Didn't look like there was a lot of, I mean, Haig went flying, but I think it was more acting on Haig than anything. And he got called for the foul anyway. Second foul on Olden. One team foul apiece here in the fourth quarter. We played not quite a minute here in the fourth quarter. Huron's opened up a 46-33 lead. And there's a offensive foul on Brookings. A moving screen called on Austin Clark. Clark picks up his first, but it turns the ball back over to Huron as McNeil comes in. Haig checks out for Huron. No clock, or no time went off the clock there. Now we're at 7 minutes to go in the game. Huron up 13. Elwine up top. Looking inside, going the corner, Moting. Moting isolated. He'll drive on Clark. Kick out to nobody. Threw it away. Not, I don't think he really had a plan. He wanted to throw it out to Porish, but Porish kind of tapping himself on the chest. Maybe he wasn't supposed to come in that close to the basket. Huron continues to show pressure in the backcourt. Lob pass, Bjor. Now back cross court, Clark. Clark gets it into the front court, looking down the floor, crosses, drives. Ball deflected out of bounds, will stay with Brookings. I believe that was Moting. Brookings hollering. They wanted a foul on either McNeil or Moting, but neither one got the call. And Huron, or Brookings, will inbound. Lob goes to Bjor at the top of the key with Porish on him. Right side, Tetzloff. Up top, Moret. Moret, and lost the ball. Knocked away by McNeil. Picked up by Gainey. Gainey in the front court. Holds it back. McNeil, top of the key. Bounce pass, Porish. Porish, left side, Moting. Moting out there, isolated. Porish, top of the key. Porish backs his way on Bjor. Fell down and threw the ball away. Tetzloff picks it up, picked up by Bjor. Up into the front court. Get the ball to Bartles, and the ball knocked away. There's Porish with the steal, and then getting slammed down, Elwine. Blake Elwine doesn't have good memories of this court. It was him getting tangled up with Burns last year where he got injured. He took kind of a nasty spill there, but got right back up. Foul is on Austin Clark, his second. Third team on Brookings here in the quarter. 6 minutes to go in the game. Huron still up 13, 46-33. Looking back door, not there. Up top, McNeil. Left side, Porish. Go low. Inside to Elwine against Bjor. Up too strong. Clark there with the rebound. Down the floor, off the hands. Moret gets in the corner. Ball deflected again. Another steal. Brookings, a lot of turnovers. Huron's played well defensively. Cross court. Elwine, he'll take the three, no good. Again, a quick three, and I see Bud does not like that decision. Let some clock run off with a 13-point lead. 5:25 to go in the game. 46-33, Bjor on the right side, go baseline Clark. Clark lost the ball, and McNeil had it, but he stepped out of bounds trying to save it into Elwine. Good play, though, defensively by McNeil. And Brookings will inbound it on the baseline below me to my right. Clark will trigger, get it left side Bartles. Bartles can't get a shot off. And drive baseline, Trace Wenz just came in the game. He got called for the hand check. Again, I always get a kick out of that. Some of the contact that they let go and then a little simple hand check like that where it didn't look like he was impeding the guy, that does get called. Second team on Huron. Drive baseline, Bartles leans in, blocked by Wenz. Picked up, though, by Bjor. Nice play by Wenz. Inside Bjor, wide open, and dunks it. Bjor got loose on the baseline, got the dunk. He's in double figures with 10, but that is his first score of the second half. 46-35, Huron's lead cut to 11. Inside, go underneath to Porish. Backs his way in with Morette. Double team, back out. Moting for three, in and out. Brookings with the rebound, and you can feel Brookings getting some momentum coming off the dunk. Morette drives, shoots. Foul going to go on Elwine. 4.5 minutes to go. Brookings is pulled back within 9. Huron really had a chance to put the game away, but too many empty possessions. A lot of quick shots where we didn't need to. Morette at the line to shoot 2. The foul's on McNeil officially. That's his second. Free throw good for Morette. They're back within 10, 46-36. Morette with 4 points. First free throws of the second half for Brookings. One more shot for Ben Morette. He's a senior. That one gets the shooter's roll, hit the front of the rim, dropped in. Brookings going to use a timeout. Lead back to single digits. 46-37, 4.5 minutes to go in the game. Timeout 30 seconds on Dakota Sports.
Bettering yourself or pursuing a degree? Huron Community Campus offers in-person classes at just $40 per credit hour plus fees. HCC offers courses through Northern State University, offering quality education at an exceptional value. To learn more, call Huron Community Campus at 605-353-8518. That's 605-353-8518.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV.
4.5 minutes to go in the game. Brookings has crept within 9. Just a little mini 4-0 run, but the dunk by Ketch Bjor gave them some momentum here. They use their second timeout. Pressing full court. Moting up the floor. Breaks it. Moting still on the drive. Tries the wraparound to Evans. Back outside. Elwine fakes the three. Drives in. Lost the ball. Brookings with the steal. Huron turns it over. Clark into the front court. Brookings continue. Oh, they throw it away. Morette took his eyes off the ball. Nothing wrong with the pass. He was looking where he was going to go. Didn't look the ball in his hands, and a turnover right back to the Tigers. Ganey checks in for Evans. 4:13 to go in the game. Brookings, their best momentum of the second half. They're within 9. Full court pressure. Ganey. Now they just lay off on him. Nobody guarding Ganey. He'll come to the front court, go underneath, wide open to McNeil. Sealed himself off and got a tough shot with Bjor right behind him. Nice pass by Ganey, and here I'm back up 11, 48-37. I thought McNeil should just bring it back out, but hey, Bjor just let him shoot it, and Brookings throws it away again. Clark threw it behind McCarty. Clark thought McCarty was going to stay on the wing. He started to go down towards the corner. Another turnover, and turnovers have just killed Brookings. Almost over and back on Huron, but Elwine got across. Evidently, it looked like over and back to me. Porish backs his way in on the block. Shovel pass, cutting to the hoop. Ganey in and out. Nice play, but could not finish it. Rebound Brookings. Into the front court, Clark. Spin move to the hoop. A foul going to go on Huron. And they're going to say no shot. Brookings will inbound it. Brookings will have the bonus on the next foul for the rest of the game. 3:29 to go. 48-37. Huron leading. And Brookings will run the out-of-bounds play. Foul on Ganey is his third, and we have a timeout on the floor. Timeout here on 3:29 to go. Here on up 11. We'll take a timeout of 1 minute. 1 minute on Dakota Sports.
stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
I scream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream. Dairy Queen's ice cream, of course. Get your favorite cool treats at Dairy Queen of Huron. Get a chocolate dipped cone, a dilly bar, hot fudge sundae, or their famous DQ Blizzard. And for parties, anniversaries, or any occasion, order a DQ cake or a DQ Blizzard cake. Dairy Queen of Huron is open every day of the week. Drive up, carry out, or dine in. Dairy Queen of Huron. Hot eats and cool treats.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Brookings will inbound it. Lob comes out to Pior at the top of the key. Going to get the shot off. Now flips back to Johnson. Left side, long three. McCarty, no good. Rebound. Elwine blasts in. I would assume Elwine's in double digits on rebounds now. You're on up 11 with the ball. 3:10 to go in the game. Porish on the baseline. Backs his way in. Goes with the left-hand baby hook. No good. Rebound. And Moret took it away from Porish. Moret into the front court. And McNeil chasing. Now McCarty gets the ball, and they'll get it into the front court. Well, Huron's had some good looks here, and can't blame Porish on that shot. Just didn't roll for him. Moret, top of the key. Pitches off right side Bartles. Clark, spot up, jumper, good. Boy, that was a nice catch and shoot from about 15 on the baseline. Clark in double figures down the floor. Gainey beats everybody for the layup. He faked, got Bartles to bite, and Gainey on the long pass puts it in, and Huron gets the lead right back to 11, 50-39, 2:25 to go in the game. Broke the press by throwing over at McCarty. Dribbles to the right, still on the drive, stops. Back up top of the key, Moret wants to drive, Elwine helps. Baseline Bartles goes with the reverse layup, no good, ball tipped around, and Elwine somehow came out of it. As Bartles didn't really go after the ball, he was just trying to screen Elwine away from it. And Huron, under 2 minutes to go, up 11 with the ball. McNeil way outside, Porish top of the key, left side Gainey. Looking to Elwine on the baseline, post up. And the ball knocked away and has just picked the pocket. Clark took it away from Elwine. Clark into the front court, into the paint, double team, knocked away, ball on the floor. Moding grabs it, he's on the floor, will end up with a jump ball. Possession, oh, they call a foul on Clark. I thought they were going to call a jump ball, but they called a foul on Clark, so Huron forces yet another turnover. And the foul on Clark is his third. We're at four team fouls apiece, so both teams have the bonus the rest of the way with a minute 36 to go. Burns back into the game. He sat on the bench for quite a while after picking up his fourth, back in for the first time in a while. Porish will bring the ball up as Burns just lays off him, and Huron can maybe run some time here inside of a minute and a half to go in the game. Moding pops out, Gainey on the left side, starting five in there now for Huron. Porish on the right wing, back up top Moding. Just work it, work the clock. 16 seconds on the shot clock. Moding comes cross-court to McNeil. Here's the post-up. Elwine has a go off his foot, and it will be Brookings' ball. Elwine saying it came off of Pior, but he's not going to win the battle. But Huron did take some time off the clock. A minute eight to go, still up 11. So four-possession game. Brookings needs to score every time down now. Johnson into the front court. Dribbles off to the left. Drives, has a lane blocked by Elwine, and a late whistle. Foul going to go on Elwine. Looked like one of those where if the ball would have went in, we would have played on. But now they do call the foul on Elwine. That's his third, I believe. Hard to see that stupid scoreboard they have here. Yep, third foul on Elwine. And two free throws for Sam Johnson. 5 points in the game for Sam. Has not scored in the second half. 1 of 2 on free throws. 2 of 3 as he makes the first one. 56 seconds to go, though. Huron leading by 10, 50-40. One more shot for for Sam Johnson, senior. Got them both, and it's back to single digits. 50-41 here on Elwine in the backcourt. And Brookings not showing a lot of urgency. Elwine in the front court almost traveled. Brookings thought he did. Porish now double-teamed. Dribbles away from it down the lane and lost the ball. And on the floor, we end up with a jump ball. Possession, no Brookings. Huron hasn't been too crisp in handling the ball here. But again, time is running out quickly here for Brookings. Still a three-possession game and 41 seconds left. Haig will come in now for Porish. Little senior leadership there, and Haig going to be a guy who's going to be physical with whoever he's guarding. Brookings will inbound it far into the floor. 41 seconds to go in the game. Huron up 9. Inbounds comes into Clark. Clark will push up the floor against Ganey. Goes into a double team. Boy, he should have been a charge. There's the open three. Way off the mark by Moret. Rebound Elwine. Elwine up the floor. Still on the dribble. Weaves through. He'll take it in and takes a spill as he got a big-time hip going to the basket. And two shots for Elwine. You can make a case that should be something more than just a two-shot foul for Blake Elwine because he took a pretty savage hip there. And two free throws for Elwine. First shot is good. And that makes it a four-possession game again. So now Huron can feel pretty good about it with 25 seconds left and up by 10, 51-41. Second shot is good. Elwine hits them both. 20 for Blake Elwine. Carson Evans comes in for Blake. Huron still pressing full court. Just want to make Brookings bring the ball up and use some clock. Clark in the front court. Double team. Left side Burns wants three. It's short. Rebound Ganey. And it looks like Brookings is going to call off the dogs. And the Huron Tigers will complete the sweep of the Bobcats here tonight. Final score, Huron 52, Brookings 41. We'll take a timeout of 2 minutes. Gary Zell Auto Glass post game is next. 2 minutes on Dakota Sports, Tiger 95.
Need a low monthly payment? At Olympic Chevrolet Buick GMC in Huron, it's the least we can do. Leased vehicles mean reduced maintenance costs and tax benefits. Save on a new Buick Encore GX. Lease now only $399 a month. Or choose a 2024 Chevy Trax. Lease for only $299 a month. Drive home a new GMC 1500 Crew Cab. Lease for $642 a month. It's the least we can do. At the new Olympic Chevrolet Buick GMC in Huron. New name. Same great service.
Are you ready for a new era in orthopedic care? HRMC introduces Dr. Kevin Hofer, a proud Huron native, bringing revolutionary orthopedic care to our community. Dr. Hofer offers expertise in robotic-assisted surgery for less pain and a faster recovery. Superior orthopedic care is available locally. Join us in welcoming Dr. Hofer and embracing the future of orthopedics. HRMC, the right care is right here.
When is the right home truly the right home? This is Reg Kleinsasser with the Real Estate Connection. First, can you afford it? Beyond the purchase price, you need to consider utility costs, maintenance costs, and property taxes. All of these factors add to the actual cost of a new home. Does the home meet your needs? Buying a large house when your kids are heading off to college in a few years or paying for a view of the lake when you are hardly home probably doesn't make sense. At the Real Estate Connection, we are dedicated to helping you find a home that meets your needs without breaking your budget. We're ready to help you find the right home today. Give us a call, 352-1300, or visit our website, realestatehuron.com.
Gary Zell Auto Glass is a proud supporter of Huron High School Sports and the Tiger Post Game Show. Gary and Michael Zell offer mobile glass replacement of windshields, door glass, cars and trucks, even tractor cabs on site. Gary Zell Auto Glass does chip repairs, and they process all insurance paperwork. Call 352-0836 or toll free 1-888-852-0355. Gary Zell Auto Glass in Huron.
The Huron Tiger post-game report on Tiger 95 is brought to you by Gary Zell Auto Glass. Here's the voice of the Tigers, Jeff Duffy.
Huron Tigers, a sweep on the road tonight. Huron girls win their game going away, 65-44. Huron Tigers just completed a 52-41 win over the Bobcats, and the Huron Tigers get, both teams get their first wins of the season. Still looking at some of the numbers here. Let's see if we got some scores that we can update here as well. I'm trying to find that anyway. There it is. Double A boys, Mitchell defeated Watertown 69-42. Harrisburg topped Lincoln 81-61. Washington 53, Yankton 37. Roosevelt defeated O'Gorman 49-41. Girls finals in Double A, O'Gorman 58, Roosevelt 16. Mitchell 56, Watertown 33. Jefferson defeated Brandon Valley 55-48. Washington top Yankton 55-36. And that is your Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. Again, the Tigers sweep here tonight. We'll take another timeout of 2 minutes. Coach Bud will be coming up. We'll look at the final stats and wrap things up here from Brookings. 2 minutes on Dakota Sports, Tiger 95.
Is the fully transparent, fully loaded, feel-good energy drink you've been waiting for. No sugar, no artificial colors, epic focus, complete performance. Pick up a can of Ghost Energy distributed by Elwine Brothers at Fair City Foods, Carlson's, Super X, Southside, Freedom, TJ's Travel Center, Lewis Drug, Thunderbird, and Corner Pantries in Huron. Elwine Brothers wishes the Huron Tigers best of luck. Go Tigers! The school year places a heavy demand on your child's eyes and vision. Make sure your child has an annual back-to-school comprehensive eye exam. A child's physical development, academic, and athletic performance are all largely dependent on their vision. As children grow older, their eyes grow too. 80% of everything a child learns is through their visual pathways. So unnoticed visual problems can impact a child's capacity to learn. Don't put off your child's eye exam. Schedule an appointment with Dr. Kyle Porish today.
Hi, I am Tyson Lean. As a college wrestler, I push my body to the limit every day. But after a few injuries, I started to feel like I wasn't performing at my best. That's when I turned to Carr Chiropractic and their team of experts. Through a combination of adjustments, rehab, and natural supplements, I was able to recover faster, reduce my pain, and improve my overall performance on the mat. Whether you're an athlete or just looking to improve your health, I highly recommend giving Carr Chiropractic a try.
Gary Zell Auto Glass is a proud supporter of Huron High School Sports and the Tiger Post Game Show. Gary and Michael Zell offer mobile glass replacement of windshields, door glass, cars and trucks, even tractor cabs on site. Gary Zell Auto Glass does chip repairs, and they process all insurance paperwork. Call 352-0836 or toll-free 1-888-852-0355. Gary Zell Auto Glass in Huron.
You're listening to the Huron Tigers on Dakota Sports KIJV.
And we're back here at Brookings, quickly up here is Coach Bud Nagin to talk about the opening win of the season, 52-41. And, Bud, nice win for the boys. Kind of steadied the ship after a little run by Brookings in the second quarter. I think it was 23-16. Then we went on a run. I think it was 16-3 at one point there over the last half, the second beginning of the third quarter. And then, we just never really let Brookings get themselves back in it.
Yeah, we just left some guys open that could shoot the ball. And then all of a sudden, one guy hits one, and the basket starts to grow. Another guy hits one. They hit like three of them to push their lead to seven. And then finally, we got some things going to the basket. We established ourselves down low. We got some kickouts. I didn't like the finish very well because we're up 11, and I think we got four or five stops, and then just turned the ball over at the other end. And we want to play fast, but we got to play smart too.
And, got a lot of contributions there. But, defensively, I don't think you have much of anything to complain about. I see what you had for turnovers there. But Brookings turned the ball over 22 times, and that might even seem a little light. But, well, we just were giving them fits. They were working just to get the ball up against the press. And then, and I remember you've said in years past, one of the objectives of the press is not so much to steal it, but just get that shot clock down. And all of a sudden, they're struggling to get into their offense.
Right. Tonight we want to try to get it out of Clark's hands because he usually does the ball handling up top, get them into things. We wanted to try to make somebody else play a little bit faster than what they're used to and then turn the ball over, so get our hands on balls. And the other thing is when they have Burns throw it in, it keeps him off the box so that we don't have to battle him down low as much. So the press was at least effective. We got to just make sure that we keep talking to each other. And then when we get turnovers, now we got to turn them into points instead of turn the ball back over.
But on the other hand, you know, you talk about some of those shots, but on the other hand, you don't score if you don't shoot. And, you know, at halftime, I had us twice as many shots, 32-16. And my stats, which, of course, aren't official, but I had us 18 total shots more. So, you know, again, that goes back to the defense. They just weren't getting the looks they wanted and it would wind up in a turnover or something.
Right, and a long shot leads to a long rebound. Long rebound leads to runouts, and we just got to continue to do that. We got a feisty group. We got to continue to thrive on that because I think that's going to be the key to our success. I thought grit tonight, we had the toughness to finish the job. We did the things that we needed to do to win. Some of those things aren't flashy, like rebound, get to the offensive glass. They're not flashy, but they're effective. Talking on defense isn't flashy, but it's effective. And we got to continue to do those little things that make a big difference.
Yeah, your two young guys leading in scoring, Blake Elwine, 20 points. I see 14 rebounds as well, 11 points for Anderson Porish. And really, you know, Blake, for his standpoint, you know, he started most of last season, but, you know, Anderson's new to the starting lineup. And right now, it's not too big for either one of them.
No, not right now. They played a lot of basketball. They were the guys on their team, so they're used to, you know, the ball in their hands or trying to make a shot or getting a shot down the stretch. So that's not foreign to them. So they feel comfortable in that position. Now, we need to get somebody else to be comfortable in that position. I thought CJ had a heck of a pass where he shot fake, side dribble, Blake cut to the rim, CJ laid it on him. That was a beautiful play. Gavin's been really good out on the perimeter, trying to get us into stuff, tenacious defender. And then everybody else does their role. And if we can continue to do that and continue to play as a team, then we're gonna get better and better.
First National Bank player of the game, we're going with Carson Evans tonight because, you know, in the grand scheme of things, he had maybe the biggest shot of the night. Brookings got up 23-16, their biggest lead. You felt like they had all the momentum. Carson playing off the bench, you know, he put in some quality minutes tonight, but he popped a three when we needed to score, and really that's where the rally began. As I said, it ended up being 16-3 over the end of the second, beginning of the third. And, you know, Carson, he's battled through injuries in his high school career. He's one of those guys you always have at least one or two every year where they're seniors and they finally get their turn. Carson took advantage of that tonight.
Well, I thought that Footy, you know, not only that three, but he had to steal in the middle of the press where he tipped it, went and got it. There was a couple of loose balls that he went and got. I mean, he really laid it on the line tonight. He looked a little discombobled in that first game where he didn't look confident. We talked to him about that, and tonight he looked confident, and he played really well. We need that bench bunch because that's the key to our success. They got to continue to progress, continue to improve and contribute, and again, play your role to your strength. Don't do anything out of character, and we're going to just be fine.
You know, and now as we look ahead, the Rapid City weekend at home here on Friday night and Saturday afternoon, and that's where the bench comes in, especially on Saturday. You got to watch the legs, and, you know, we need those contributions.
Yeah, the coach has got to watch the legs tomorrow, too. We can't practice as hard because a lot of those kids played a lot of minutes tonight, both JV, sophomore, varsity, so we got to really watch those legs. We need to shoot. We need to do those things, but we got to be very careful. And yes, the bench bunch. That's why we got to try to play nine. We might even try to play 10 this weekend just to give another guy some minutes and another guy a break. So that bench bunch, again, they're important. They got to play their role, do their job. If they can do that, we can succeed.
Tim Budnagan, head coach of the Tigers, Huron picks up their first win of the season tonight, completes a sweep with the girls, 52-41 the final. Timeout 1 minute. We'll wrap it up here from Brookings. 1 minute on Dakota Sports.